This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, as well as a premium Erotica Taboo Podcast, which contains more intense sexual themes. You can access the Taboo Podcast on Spotify or support the other free Erotica podcasts on Patreon, which will allow us to continue providing free content, as well as this gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choice. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction, with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. The Last Boy Scout Part 2 by TX Tall Tales. Chapter 03. With my latest good deed out of the way, I decided to deal with some of my personal camp issues. I put my poncho back on, grabbed my blanket, and headed for the drying shelter. Nobody seemed to mind when I moved a few things around, so I could hang up my blanket under cover, but directly in front of the fire. The fire needed work. I spread it out a bit, so it would cover more of the area, and fed it. We were going through a lot of wood with two different fires, and I didn't look forward to the prospect of finding more, hopefully not waterlogged, before it got dark. "You are a greedy one, aren't you?" I turned and Heather was talking to me, adjusting where my blanket was hanging. "Nothing behind this is going to dry." I shrugged. "My fire. My wood. My tarp. My ropes. My shelter. I guess I feel a little entitled." She grinned. "There is that, I guess. I'm kind of in charge here. I'll watch over it for you. Move it to the back once it's good and dry." It was already steaming from the heat. "How'd you get that job?" I asked. "Same as you. Someone's got to do it." She moved nearer, stacking wood around the fire to keep it dry, one of the few people who didn't seem worried about getting a little wet. "Thanks for last night," she said softly. I laughed. "I believe I'm the one who should be thanking you." She shook her head. "I've been a bitch to you for a year, for no good reason. I spread some pretty mean lies about you. You could have left me out to freeze in the rain. I probably deserved it. Still, you treat me like everyone else, even better. As good as your girlfriends." "I don't have any girlfriends. Not yet. Not officially." We were getting a little wet by the fire, from the constant drizzle. I moved back under the shelter, and she stood by my side. "Is it too much to hope that I could be in the running?" I put my arm around her. "Timing, Heather. If we'd hashed this out a while ago, I think things could be different. But I'm pretty much committed at this point. Julie? Or Terry? Terry shot me down. Again." Hard to believe Heather even knew some of the words she directed at my best friend. I had to calm her down before our chaperones took exception to her vocabulary. My lips on hers stopped the tirade. She hugged me tightly, her lips hot and demanding, making promises that I had no intention of following up on. I tried to pull back, but she was insistent, before slowly releasing me. "Stupid little bitch. I can't believe her. We talked about this. She promised to give you a chance. I can't believe she'd be so damn stupid. It is what it is. She's not ready for the kind of relationship I'm looking for." Heather looked up at me hopefully. "I am. I know. Let's give us a little time to put the last year behind us. For now, it's Julie or Lisa. Last night it would have been Julie, but Lisa is arguing otherwise. She has a boyfriend." Heather griped. "Had. She broke up with him last week. I just found out this morning." Heather sighed. "Shit, I guess that's that. Listen. I want to get to know you. The real you, not the one perpetually pissed at me. Friends, for now? Let's see what the future brings. Friends with benefits?" she asked with a smile. "I really had a good time last night." "So did I. We'll see. I'm not a cheater." She nodded. "I know. No. But if everyone's cool, that would be wonderful. And maybe things with the sisters won't work out. I may be back on the market before too long." She nodded. "Okay. Friends for now. I'd still like a chance to apologize in private. Maybe when we get back? Maybe. I'd like that. I know you would. I promise you'd love it. I'm starving. You think they're still serving lunch?" She smiled, taking my hand in hers. "Sandwiches in the last shelter. I could use one. I built up an appetite last night and missed breakfast. Cold cuts, bread, cheese, and fixins hit the spot." We weren't alone at late lunch, and it was nice to sit with Heather and several other campers, talking about the night before, what everyone went through, and the expectations for the coming night. Most of the tents were moderately dry, as was much of the gear. It looked like most of the camp would be able to retreat to their tents again, if the weather didn't take a turn for the worse. On higher ground this time. At the end of lunch, I excused myself from Heather, who went back to check on the drying racks, and made a more determined effort to find Julie. I'd seen glimpses of Lisa, Terry, and Shannon all morning long, but Julie had been harder to spot. I finally checked in with her sister. "Julie? Haven't seen her for a couple of hours. Not since shortly after we got back from our walk," Lisa told me. Terry had no more information for me. Looks like Julie was staying out of sight, which had me concerned. We were experiencing another break in the rolling storms, so I expanded my search beyond the shelters. I finally found her sitting in her little tent.
Julie? You in there?
Yeah, she said softly. I was trying to organize things a little. Got a few minutes for me? I heard a sniffle. Give me a second, okay?
As long as you want. I'll wait out here.
It took her about 5 minutes, but she finally appeared from between the tent flaps. Her eyes were red and puffy. Had she been crying?
Everything okay?
Peachy, she said with a false smile. I held my hand out to her, and she accepted slowly, letting me help her up.
Come on. Let's walk a bit. We have a lot to talk about.
I bet, she said softly. This wasn't what I was expecting. We were heading away from the camp, through the original cooking area, toward the road.
What's wrong, Julie?
Nothing, she said quietly.
Everything's back to normal. Are you mad at me?
I asked. Her answer was noncommittal.
Why would I be mad at you?
I don't know. I thought we had a great time yesterday.
I thought we did too,
she answered snidely.
Then what's wrong?
She stopped.
Why did you let me think I was going to be your girlfriend?
Her words surprised me.
Because you are?
Really? That's why you had time for every one of your girls but me today.
Why you've been avoiding me?
She looked like she was ready to cry again. I tried to hug her, but she was stiff in my arms.
Julie! Stop this, please.
Hear me out. She pulled out of my grip and started walking briskly.
Hear what out? That you're choosing Lisa over me? Or that you're with Heather?
That's right, I saw you guys eating together.
Or is it Terry?
Making out with her in front of your tent, half naked.
I thought you liked me.
She whined, tears rolling down her face. There was a railing on the side of the dirt road, and I guided her over to it. I sat on the railing, pulling her against me.
Listen to me, and stop with the drama, okay? If you're going to be my girl, you can't act like some whiny middle schooler.
She wiped her eyes, sniffing.
Fine. I'm listening.
I held her close, arms around her narrow waist.
A lot happened last night. Things I wasn't expecting, I wasn't ready for. Can you understand that?
She nodded.
Terry's been my friend forever. What happened last night changed our relationship drastically. We had to talk about it. We weren't making out. Pretty much just the opposite. She and I are going to remain friends.
Only friends.
I needed to clear that up with her.
Friends? She asked quietly.
Just friends. In fact, I'm thinking of helping find her a starter boyfriend.
Julie actually giggled.
I think I could help with that. As for Heather, it's even worse. I used to like her, then we had a year of her lying about us, followed by that torrid makeup session last night. She'd like to be with me, but I told her I already had made up my mind.
She and I are going to try to be friends, and I'm not ruling out ever being more than friends with her, but not now. Lunch was just us trying out being friends for once.
That was all.
She's not my girlfriend, and was never even in the running.
Do you believe me?
She nodded.
I'm sorry.
She doesn't look at you like a friend. I guess we're more than friends. Friends don't usually do what Heather and I did last night.
It's awkward.
That's why I had to speak with her and get that cleared up. I'm trying to minimize the hurt feelings.
I explained. What about Lisa?
She asked. That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? She told me this morning that she had broken up with Daryl. That she wanted to be back on my list.
What about me? She asked piteously.
You. You're my girlfriend if you'll have me.
I lifted her chin and kissed her softly.
You're the one. The one I want.
She threw her arms around my neck and started crying, while plastering kisses all over my face. I eventually calmed her down, brushing away her tears.
Is that a yes?
Of course. She squealed.
Are you sure? You really choose me? Over Heather? Over Lisa?
She climbed into my lap, straddling me, hugging me tightly.
You're the one. I love everything about you, Julie. Except for this drama. I wasn't expecting that. Everyone else takes getting dumped better than you take getting chosen.
She hugged me tight.
Oh, Alex, I'm so sorry. I was certain I'd lost you.
I just knew it.
I can't compete with those girls.
I can't?
How could you possibly choose me?
You make me happy, just to be around you.
I'll make you happy.
I promise.
No more drama.
I held her tightly, enjoying the feel of her in my arms.
What about your sister?
I felt her tremble in my arms.
Did you tell her yet?
No.
That's what I wanted to talk about. I thought you already knew I had chosen you.
She sighed.
I thought so, last night, but today seemed so different. It seemed so impossible. It was before you had sex with Heather and Lisa. And before I had sex with you.
That was pretty wonderful.
She smiled.
I thought so.
She ground her pelvis against me, naughtily.
I'm glad you were my first.
She glanced down at her shirt, with the rust-colored smear on the shoulder.
Me too.
I really am honored you chose me.
She leaned against me.
It's going to kill Lisa, you know.
Choosing me over her.
I know. It shouldn't come as a complete surprise, though. We had a long talk this morning. I made it pretty clear that as of last night, you were the frontrunner. She said if I chose her, she'd bring you along.
That got Julie's undivided attention.
She said that?
That you should choose her, and you'd get me too?
She wanted me to choose you both.
Julie looked confused.
You can do that?
How's that supposed to work out? I don't know. She shouldn't be saying things like that. That you'd get me if you chose her. She looked irritated. She told me she doesn't want to settle anymore. Her last boyfriend she dated, not because they were who she really wanted to be with, but they were the ones who asked. Now she wants me and doesn't want to settle for anybody else. She'd pretty much say and do anything to get her way. Why are you telling me all this, Alex? Why would you choose me, if you could choose her and get both of us?
I don't know. I guess the long and short of it is, I want you. But I don't want to hurt Lisa's feelings any more than I have to, and I don't want to create a rift between you and your sister.
Am I your girlfriend?
Really?
No matter what?
She asked quietly.
Officially.
If you'd like, I'll announce it around the campfire. Hell, I'll stand on the table and shout it to the world.
She giggled.
That won't be necessary. But you don't mind if I tell anybody, do you?
Nope.
I'd be proud.
Her smile got even bigger.
Would you mind if Lisa and I had a talk before things became official? We should work things out first.
Of course not.
Your sisters. Two of the closest I've ever seen. Anything you can do to soften the blow would be appreciated.
She looked at me oddly.
Do you mean that?
Of course.
If you want, I can be there when you tell her.
No.
Let us work things out alone first, okay?
Whatever you want, girlfriend.
She grinned. You're not going to regret this, I promise. I'm going to be the best damned girlfriend you ever had. I swear I'll do anything and everything I can to make you happy you chose me.
She slid off my lap, her hand rubbing the hard on that our closeness had raised.
I'd like to start now. There's something I wanted to do last night, that I never got a chance to.
She was tugging at my swim shorts, and I raised my hips so she could have her way. She pulled them down to my ankles, and brought her lips to my shaft, kissing it softly.
This is my first time, okay? So be patient with me. She said nervously.
I promise.
And could you lose that ridiculous poncho for a while?
It was the least I could do. Although I did feel a little weird standing in the open, naked except for my muddy shoes.
She was fun to watch, the way she looked at me, playing with my rod, holding it, touching it, tasting it.
She took it in her mouth carefully, testing her own limits, sucking so sweetly. Her sexy tongue was lively, moving, the bottom of it sliding over the top, then twisting around it, before disappearing back inside her mouth, my cock following gamely.
She looked up at me, then pulled off gently.
Am I doing okay?
It's wonderful.
I'll tell you a secret. If a girl likes doing it, it makes it 100% better.
She grinned. I love doing it. I love the feel of you, your hardness, and softness, the way you react.
The heat, the texture, the way it responds.
The way you look at me when I'm doing it.
She took the head in her mouth, her tongue active, playing, while she gazed up into my eyes. The edges of her mouth somehow managed to turn up at the edges, almost smiling. I relaxed and watched her play and learn, until her antics resulted in the reward she'd earned.
I'm going to come for you, Julie.
I warned. She held the crown in her mouth, bobbing up and down, until I gasped, shooting off in her young mouth. Her eyes bugged open wide, and she struggled to maintain her motion, gasping, and losing much of my juices down around her hand. Julie was a trooper, sucking and licking her hand and my cock clean, until she leaned back, smiling, obviously pleased with her efforts.
She giggled. I guess I did okay. She said with a smile.
Wonderful, Angel. Really your first try?
She was still playing with my rod, wiggling it in her hand.
She leaned down and licked the head, making it twitch.
She laughed.
Won't be my last, I promise you that.
She gave me one last sweet suck, then grabbed my shorts and passed them to me.
She looked up and down the empty road.
I can't believe I gave my first blowjob on the side of the road, in public, where anybody could have driven by.
I laughed with her.
Your sister said you were a wild child.
She grinned.
I guess I am.
At least with you.
Feeling better now?
I asked, pulling up my shorts.
100%.
She walked up to me and gave me a big hug.
I still can't believe it. I mean, really, Alex Hamilton's girlfriend.
I know, right?
Julie Samuelson's boyfriend.
I rock.
She gave me a grin, poking me.
Don't tease.
We probably should head back soon.
We're lucky the weather has held up this long.
The sun had actually broken through a few of the clouds, but the wall of black thunderheads approaching from the west did not bode well for the future. On the way back we held hands, while she regaled me with the problems of growing up with a popular older sister, and having to see the guys come and go, while always being an observer.
Must have been difficult.
I commiserated.
Nah, not really.
She was always good about it. When I started to get curious, she even set it up so I could watch from in private a couple of times.
No kidding?
That seems pretty cool. She even offered to get me a boyfriend, but I guess we're more alike than I'd like to think sometimes.
I didn't want to settle either.
Lucky for me, I didn't have to.
It's pretty incredible, huh?
My first real boyfriend is the guy I've been dreaming and fantasizing about for over 2 years.
I pulled her in for a hug.
Enough. You're starting to embarrass me. I'm the lucky one here.
And I know it.
She laughed in derision.
Bullshit.
But it's sweet of you to say it.
What if it hadn't worked out?
What if I'd gone after someone else?
You put all your eggs in this one basket?
Who was next on your list?
She shook her head.
My list is short.
One amazing guy.
That's taking a huge risk, isn't it?
What if I didn't like fun, charming, gorgeous blue-eyed, blonde, fallen angels with incredible racks and a body to die for?
She pouted.
I don't want to think about it. I guess I would have waited my turn and kept on trying. I'm not like Lisa. I'm not going to settle for second best.
We broke into camp, and I saw Lisa was perched at the end of the first bench watching for us. Crap. This was such a mess. I liked her. A lot. Almost as much as her sweet sister. Almost. I even felt it was a little unfair. She should have a chance to be with her number one, just like I was getting my chance, and so was Julie. I knew part of it was Julie giving me her virginity the previous night. How could I dump her after that? Without even giving us a chance. Jesus, what a mess. Julie stopped, tugging on my hand.
Let me talk to her now, okay? Before we tell anybody. I don't want her to be hurt.
Of course.
I'd hate to hurt her. But there's only one of me.
She grinned.
Are you sure? No secret twin hiding out? It would solve a lot of problems.
Sorry.
My genetic experiments haven't gotten that far yet. If they had, I'd be making clones of you, not me.
Oh, really?
One of me isn't enough for you.
She teased.
Of course it is, but two of you is what dreams are made of.
She smiled mischievously.
Don't you have some camp miracle to perform? Get moving, and keep our secret a little longer.
Got it.
But don't leave me hanging too long.
Don't worry.
I'm worth the wait.
I promise.
I believe it.
Get going.
I'm going to see how the firewood situation is coming. I'm guessing we don't have much more than an hour or two before the skies open up again.
I recruited John and Max to help with the wood scavenging, finally coercing a few more into helping, with the threat of a cold, wet night ahead. As the skies darkened, I tracked down Shannon and Dr. Reed and shared my concerns.
Looks like a big storm headed this way. If the wind gets bad, and it probably will, we could lose a couple of the shelters. They're not built for a serious storm. What can we do about it?
Shannon asked.
Not much. Make sure everything is well anchored. They're facing away from the storm, so that should help.
Except for the ones on the end. We might want to take those down.
Everyone can retreat to their tents,
Dr. Reed suggested.
Probably. Some of those tents aren't made to survive storms like last night. Even without the flooding, they could collapse. Falling branches are an added risk.
I looked around, pointing out the better ones.
The domes will flex with the wind, at least the better ones. Those two will probably have no problem,
I observed, pointing out some of the better tents.
Yours too, Dr. Reed. I don't have a lot of hope for the others. Any one of them could collapse from too much rain and wind. Just not designed for it. It's a gamble. Better than the tarps though, right?
Shannon asked.
My big one is heavy duty. It won't tear. Heavy edging and grommets. Strong material.
The one with the clothing drying is sturdy too. We should probably take all the clothing down, and count on half the camp sleeping under those two.
Shannon laughed.
30% chance of showers, huh? This is turning into quite the adventure.
I laughed.
Yeah, but they'll learn more from this than from 20 other tame camping trips. Survival. Staying dry and warm. Dealing with adversity. It's all good.
The sky was already dark, and the wind was slowly picking up. I could hear the patter of raindrops accelerating.
Dr. Reed surprised me, taking charge. I'll take care of the end shelter. Shannon, why don't you find out who is in the weaker tents, and get them to move their sleeping bags under the big tarp? No sense in taking risks. Alex, can you take care of the drying tent, and building up the fires?
I nodded.
Got it. Time's running out, so we'd better get moving.
Within minutes the campsite was like an anthill someone had kicked. Max already had his gear under the big shelter, making him available to take care of the fires. I was pleased to see Wendy at his side.
I've got to take him back now, Wendy. He's in charge of the fires.
She smiled shyly.
I can help. I won't get in the way.
Good, the more the merrier.
Max, move some of the wood to the back of the shelter, to keep it dry and to anchor the bottom so it doesn't blow away. Leave the sides of the shelter open so the wind can blow through. It might make it a little wetter, but it should hold up better.
Got it.
Should I do anything with the fires?
Build them up big.
Don't want the rain putting them out.
Heather was still working the drying shelter, with Terry at her side.
Two of my favorite ladies. Storm's coming. We've got to take everything down.
Heather nodded.
Most everything is dry anyway.
Your stuff is in your tent.
I dried your towels too.
She and Terry were both still wearing my shirts. And I was stuck with a sticky Gore-Tex poncho against my bare skin.
Any of my shirts dry?
I asked.
She laughed. You had five, from what I could figure out. I think four of them are lost forever. Unless you want to try to get them off your girls. I'm not giving mine up without a fight.
Terry giggled.
Me either.
Sorry, but that's the way it is.
My souvenir of a pretty spectacular weekend. But I'll trade you my nightshirt as long as you don't mind Hello Kitty.
That means one is left?
In my tent?
Heather nodded.
The one from the first day. A little dirty, but dry. Has to be better than that monstrosity you're wearing. If you were wearing that yesterday, I'm thinking you would have been sleeping alone.
Right.
My rain poncho would have stopped your tents from collapsing and filling with water.
No, but it might have made us look elsewhere for shelter.
She was grinning when she said it.
Terry poked her.
Speak for yourself. He could have been wearing faux fur and jabbers, and I would still have been climbing in that sleeping bag.
Have you forgotten our furnace?
I was freezing.
Heather leaned into me, wrapping her arm around my waist, inside my poncho.
How could I forget? My hero and savior.
Those first few minutes when we had him to ourselves, absolutely wonderful. Makes me wish certain other tents had survived better. If it had been just us three, things might be different today.
No shit. Terry said, surprising me with her tone. All wishing aside, we only have a few minutes left. Get this stuff down, while I see if I can find my last shirt. I left Heather badgering some of the underclassmen into helping, while I jogged the few steps over to my tent. I got rid of my shoes, which were more mud than shoe at this point, stripped off the poncho, and checked inside. Someone had cleaned up. Everything was stacked and organized. My shorts were folded next to my pack, and my shirt was beside them. The towels were stacked next to them. I was happy to get out of the bathing suit, which had never had a chance to fully dry and was starting to chafe. I picked out my loosest knit shorts, wearing them commando, and pulled on the shirt, which felt great against my skin. My windbreaker was nowhere to be found. I figured Lisa probably still had it. Looks like I'd be wearing the poncho after all. That or get my last and only shirt soaked again. I found my ball cap by the door, and put it on, a little frightened of what my hair must look like. A swig of mouthwash had me feeling a little more civilized. Nothing I could do about 2 days of stubble. I left the tent feeling like a new man. I took my poncho with me, in case I needed it, but was happy to carry it. From my tent, the big shelter was the closest, and I jogged over barefoot, rather than wear my miserable shoes. It was a little crazy in there, with half a dozen sleeping bags lined up in the back, and more being laid out as I watched. Shannon, my Shannon, was directing things and came over to me. How are you holding up?
Great.
Honestly, I've never felt better. She grinned.
Boy Scout mode?
You're in your element, aren't you?
I shrugged.
It's fun to get things done. How about you?
Better than I would have thought.
I'm still trying to figure out the logistics of sleeping tonight. You've got the biggest tent, but I'm not sure how good it would look for you to have it full of girls again.
I looked around. This was no place to be talking about what I was thinking.
Come with me?
She nodded, and followed me back to my tent entrance. My one place of semi-privacy.
We have 22 people, right? And Dr. Reed has his own tent, which I suspect he'll have the good sense to use alone.
She grinned.
0 for 1. He's going to stay in the big shelter, as chaperone. He's already told 2 of the girls they could use his.
The day was full of surprises.
Okay. That leaves 19. The 2 best domes can hold up to 3 each. 1 is John's.
Shannon nodded.
I believe he's going to try to get Dominique to share it, if Dr. Reed and I turn a blind eye. Which I think is the plan. I'm not going to make a fuss.
Okay, 17.
Who is in the other one?
Erica and Kaylee.
We might convince them to let in 1 more person.
Let's say we don't.
That leaves 15. If there were 4 in my tent, we could easily fit the rest of them under the 2 best shelters. It should work out.
She looked at me suspiciously.
And who are you thinking should be in your tent tonight? I'm hoping Julie and Lisa, and my favorite chaperone.
She took her time answering.
It can't be like last night. That was crazy. You and I can't do anything.
I know.
I shouldn't have done that. Put you in that position.
She smiled.
Which position? The one with my knees around my ears? Jesus, Shannon.
Don't remind me.
Now I can't be seen in public for another 10 minutes.
She laughed.
I know. You're right. I'm not complaining, but we can't do it again. Not here. I'm trusting that Julie can keep a secret. She will, or she'll be finding a new boyfriend. So she won the lottery? Must have broken a few hearts. Terry's cool about it. Heather's a little disappointed. What about her sister? She seemed to have her claws dug in pretty good.
I don't know.
They're talking it out. I'll have to hunt them down soon and see how that went. What if Terry wants to be in your tent? You going to say no? She'll be welcome. I don't think it's likely.
She sighed.
I guess if I'm going to play chaperone, I should get my sleeping bag. At least give the appearance of propriety. Same for the sisters if that works out. We can use theirs as extra padding.
I said, grinning.
All right. I'll tell Dan about the plans.
Dan?
Dr. Reed.
She explained.
I laughed. I thought doctor was his first name.
She grinned.
It's a big deal to him. The whole doctorate thing. Shall we get going? I think the storm's about to hit.
We headed back to the crowd, Shannon hunting down her fellow chaperone, and me looking for my new girlfriend. Didn't take too long to find them. They were at the last shelter, now that the food shelter had been taken down. They were sitting together, seemingly in a good mood. Still, I approached with more than a little trepidation.
You pretty girls mind if I join you?
I asked. They had the picnic bench to themselves, while everyone else hustled. They moved apart, and Julie patted the space next to her.
I'd be upset if you didn't.
I sat down, not knowing how to ask what needed asking. After a few awkward moments, Lisa laughed out loud.
Now I've seen everything. Mr. Alex Hamilton, lost for words. Are you afraid I'm going to make a scene?
Not helping.
Don't tease him, Lisa.
Julie told her sister.
This isn't funny to him. He's been all stressed out over it. Good thing you gave him a little stress relief out by the road then, isn't it? I only gave him a blowjob. I didn't drop my panties for him, when I knew he was still trying to figure things out.
Julie snapped.
I wasn't wearing panties. Besides, I had to get my bid in, didn't I? For all the good it did.
She looked at me.
Not that I'm complaining, it was fun, and really hot.
Her face moved even closer, just inches away.
I've felt your juices leaking out of me all day. You came a ton inside of me.
Julie leaned into me, catching my attention.
So, boyfriend, if we decided to share you, how would we do it?
I was stunned. I looked over at Lisa, who was smiling, while Julie kept up the questioning.
What do we tell everyone? Are you her girlfriend? Mine? Both of ours?
I don't know.
This is all new to me.
Julie giggled.
You said you wanted a clone of me?
Lisa's about as close as you're going to get. Unless you'd rather choose just one of us.
I gotta warn you, that'll probably piss off both of us, no matter who you choose.
I turned to Lisa.
You're alright with this? It was my idea, wasn't it? I didn't think you'd make Julie work it out for herself. You should have just come to me, dummy. How do you guys want to handle it?
I asked. Julie answered.
She wants to say you're dating us both. It'll probably raise some eyebrows, and things will be a little rocky at home, but we wouldn't have to hide anything. I think we should take turns. You could date me, with her on the side, then later you could date her, and I'd be the secret third wheel. We could have fun with that, making up excuses to break up and get back together, and watching everyone deal with our weird relationship. I don't like hiding things.
I told them after a few seconds of thought. Lisa grinned.
Two against one. Can that work for you, official girlfriend?
Julie gave me a hug.
Mom's going to raise hell. We might even get grounded. You have a problem with that, sister girlfriend?
None. This will be so awesome. We're going to have everyone talking.
Lisa moved in close.
Can we make it official? We're both your girlfriends.
50/50ths?
It works for me.
I told her.
More than I could ever have dreamed of, so nobody pinch me for at least a year.
Wrong thing to say. They both started pinching me.
Wake up and accept it. You are ours, and that's the end of it.
Lisa told me.
Only ours got it?
Julie growled, pinching me harder than the teasing warranted. I laughed, pushing their hands away.
Can I get a kiss from my new girlfriends to make it official?
Lisa giggled.
You can have a kiss anytime you want. I think we'll make it official later.
In your sleeping bag.
Ouch. We're going to have company in the tent. Shannon is going to chaperone. No girls and guys in tents alone, remember? We can't hide it, since almost everyone else will be sleeping under the shelters. That shouldn't be a problem, she's cool. Does that mean we'll be able to share your tent openly? Since we do have a chaperone.
Absolutely. We should move your sleeping bags in now, before the rain picks up anymore.
Sleeping bags?
Why?
Lisa asked.
For appearances. No way you're not sleeping in mine tonight.
She grinned.
As long as that's clear. You really think Miss Shannon will be cool with that?
She knows. She's already moved her sleeping bag in there.
Julie stood up.
Let's get moving.
Just us four then?
I think so.
I haven't talked to Terry yet.
I don't know what her plans are.
Lisa spoke up. She can come visit, but I expect you to keep the play just between the three of us.
Not a problem. No sex between me and Terry.
We've agreed on that.
Friends only.
Julie giggled again.
That would be pretty wild.
Having her and Miss Shannon in there with us, our audience, while we rock your world.
Lisa chuckled.
I told you she was the wild one.
I think I'm beginning to believe you.
Let's get moving then.
I'll save us a place by the fire, probably at the smaller shelter. I gave them each a quick kiss goodbye, still incredulous over my miraculous fortune.
Both of them.
Unbelievable. I got up and hunted down Terry, who was sitting by the small fire, next to John and Dominique. It looked like they had the shelter to themselves.
Perfect.
She scooted over against John, making room for me.
Hey stranger. You done with your camp stuff and ready to take a break?
She asked. I sat down, putting my arm around her.
Absolutely.
The wind was gusting pretty hard, and the rain was consistent, if not yet torrential.
What are your sleeping plans for tonight?
I asked.
She blushed.
Really?
Bright red. I hadn't thought about it too much.
What are you doing?
Me and the sisters in my tent. Miss Shannon will be there chaperoning.
John laughed.
Sucks to be you, bud. Both Samuelson and Miss Shannon there to keep you behaved. That's twice in a row now. Looks like someone up there is pissed at you. What do they say, no good deed goes unpunished? You've got a lot of punishing coming your way.
Right.
Like you haven't been doing your share of good deeds. Gorgeous over there doesn't look like much punishment.
Dominique giggled.
That's where you're wrong, Alex. I'm going to make his life hell. He gets to find out what dating a princess gets him.
Poor bastard.
Not like there aren't 1,000 guys that wouldn't kill to take his place.
She laughed.
Like you?
In a heartbeat.
You were top of my list.
She looked shocked.
Shut up.
I was not.
Asked Terry.
She looked around John at Terry, who nodded.
Top three.
He won't tell us the order.
You and Julie.
Lucky for you John stepped up, or he'd be hounding you to death. I was surprised to see Dominique blush.
Two for two.
A good evening.
Fuck dude.
What did you say about not interfering?
John snapped, sounding sincerely pissed.
Who's interfering? You won the big prize, didn't you? You guys are a couple now, aren't you Dominique?
She nodded.
It's cool. I'm with the sisters, you've got Dominique. The best girls the school has to offer, with two guys who don't deserve 10 seconds of their attention.
Terry interrupted.
The sisters?
You're not planning on dating both of them, are you?
Their idea.
Not mine.
Has me scared spitless. That turned John around.
He laughed loud enough to attract attention.
We are so screwed. At least I'm only going to be wrapped around one pinky. Those girls are going to own you so bad.
Don't I know it?
Dominique looked even more surprised than Terry.
I don't get it.
Both of them? Are you going to take turns or what?
Two girlfriends. Both of them at the same time.
Don't ask me how it works out, I figure I'll just do what they tell me.
I turned to John.
Don't want to sound interfering.
I said exaggerating the interfering part.
But I thought I'd let you know that it would be cool if you guys wanted to share a tent tonight. Apparently I'm the only one around here who needs chaperoning.
That had the girls giggling.
John was slow to answer. I hadn't really thought about it.
I leaned over and looked at Dominique.
He's lying. He's thought about it. Probably a lot. Doesn't have the cojones to suggest it.
Alex, man, keep it up and you and I are really going to have a problem.
Bullshit.
Ask her.
He doesn't have to.
Now I won't have to sneak in.
Dominique answered.
Room for two more?
I heard Lisa ask. I turned from the fire, to see the two girls approaching, their hands full.
Dominique scooted down, dragging John with her.
Terry followed, leaving space for Lisa on that side. Julie sat next to me on the other. Lisa had my coffee pot in her hands.
Get this going.
I want some cocoa.
Julie was passing out cups.
He only has four.
Can you guys come up with two more?
John looked out at the rain, which was heavy, pounding down on the tarp. Lisa was wearing my windbreaker and took it off, handing it to him.
Hurry. If you have any contraband, bring it.
While he was up, I tended the fire, adding wood and dragging some coal near the edge, where I set the coffee pot. The girls had filled it with water, saving me a trip.
What did we interrupt?
Lisa asked.
Your boyfriend teasing the shit out of his supposed best friend.
Terry said.
Teasing you?
Why?
Julie asked.
Not me.
John.
Terry said. Lisa put her arm around Terry.
You going to share our tent tonight?
Terry looked at me.
I don't know.
We hadn't talked about it. I was staying out of it. Tending fire had become my permanent job until there was a little more testosterone around our circle.
Julie chimed in.
You should. It'll be fun. At the least you know it's going to be the most comfortable place to sleep.
You sure?
I don't want to be a third wheel.
Lisa laughed.
Fourth wheel. And that's Miss Shannon's job. Come with us. Dominique was watching the interplay with open wonder. I couldn't play with the fire forever. As it was, I was getting soaked. I stood and backed away from the fire.
Anyone seen my poncho?
I don't remember where I put it.
You had it at the picnic table,
Lisa said. I went to retrieve it, although it was a little late. I figured I'd need it sooner or later. A sudden burst of gale force wind had the tarp overhead snapping, and the skies finally opened up with the torrential downpour I'd been expecting. I hurried back to our little group, as the girls pushed back the seating log, further from the fire and away from the splatter of incoming rain. I slipped on the poncho, just as John came running into the shelter, hunched over under my windbreaker, and soaked to the skin.
Great fucking idea.
Thanks, Lisa. She took it in stride. Next time come to the fire prepared.
Or run faster.
He stood back away from the fire, peeling off the windbreaker and his shirt, before wringing it out. I didn't have time to joke around. I fed the fire, trying to keep it alive long enough to survive the flood. The flames were leaping at least 3 feet high when I went to check on the others.
Boy Scout mode kicking in.
I heard Terry tease. The big shelter seemed to be holding up well. The fire was burning strong, with Max parked in front of it taking charge. I grabbed a few logs and added them to the end, trying to extend the width of the fire a bit.
Looks good, Max. How's everything else going?
He grinned.
Couldn't be better.
I turned to Wendy, who was sitting nearby to no surprise.
I'm borrowing him again.
Sorry. She grinned.
Just bring him back in one piece. Come on, Max, quick tur to see how it's holding up under the wind.
He stood and walked with me as we checked each of the tie downs, giving a quick tug on each string. Everything was doing fine.
Looks like it's going to hold.
I turned to him.
How's things with Wendy?
Unbelievable.
I hope it lasts beyond the weekend. If it doesn't, there's other fish in the sea. I've seen a few lovelies looking your way.
He grinned. They probably figure if Wendy's interested, I can't be all bad.
Shit. You're an alpha male. Take charge, guy. You run this shelter. It's a genetic thing. Girls love that crap.
I gave him a friendly shove.
Go back to your girl. You made a move on her yet?
Holding her.
Arm around the shoulder.
Enough.
You're going to make me slap you for being a pussy. Go back and thank her for waiting and give her a kiss.
On the lips? A little tongue would be good. He looked at me like I was crazy.
In front of everyone?
Of course.
Like it's expected.
Trust me.
The worst she could do is get pissed at you. If she does, ignore her, and give your attention to someone else. She'll come crawling back for more. She only started talking to me today.
He whined.
Man up, Max.
Do it. Trust me on this. I spotted Shannon standing to one side, watching our interplay.
Go, I've got stuff to do. Stop by the small fire later and let me know how it goes.
$20 says she's snuggling you and not vice versa 10 minutes from now. I walked over to Shannon.
I've got water boiling.
Coffee? She asked, her eyes lighting up.
Not yet.
The girls want cocoa. I'll have the coffee ready in 15 if you want to stop by.
Everything working out over here?
Better than I expected. It's not the clusterfuck it was last night,
That's for sure.
Good. Then relax a little. We've got space by our fire if you'd like to join us.
Who's us?
Me, Terry, John and Dominique, Lisa and Julie. You got your sleeping arrangements worked out? She asked.
Looks like Terry will be joining us.
Shannon nodded.
That's good.
The more the merrier. Looks a lot less suspicious. Don't want the good name of our favorite Boy Scout to get sullied.
I smiled.
I'm gonna run and get the coffee. Stop by later, okay?
Wouldn't miss it.
The poncho was a lifesaver. With the hood pulled up, I stayed dry running to my tent. I found my second water pot and the coffee. I also found my canteen, which was still half full of 151. There were three new sleeping bags in my tent. It was getting crowded. I couldn't help but wonder where Terry and Shannon were going to sleep. Were they going to be in the big sleeping bag? I figured Shannon would probably sleep in her own, and Terry would most likely be cajoled into getting into the shared one. Could be interesting. I grabbed my big blanket as a last thought, and loaded down, headed back to my fire. Walking through the big shelter, I saw that Max was openly necking with Wendy. Good for him. In the small shelter I dumped the gear. I kicked myself for not filling the coffee pot for water. The water was running off the side of the shelter in buckets. I held the pot under a steady stream, feeling the weight slowly increase.
What's that for?
Julie asked.
Coffee. Is that sanitary?
Terry asked.
Boiled rainwater?
I'd say so. You don't have to drink any if you don't want to. I kept the poncho on while I checked on the fire and swapped out the coffee pots. The first one was boiling. Stepping back out of the rain, I held it up.
Who's for cocoa?
All four girls held out their mugs. I poured each one full, then refilled it from my roof tap. Once it was back in place next to the other pot, I pulled out my canteen.
Vitamins, anyone? Vitamins?
Dominique asked.
Bacardi, good for what ails ya.
They all nodded, and I added an ounce or so to each mug. I stepped back into the shelter, peeling off the poncho before wrapping the blanket around my girls.
Sorry, Dominique. You're going to have to switch places with John if you want in.
She looked up at John, eyes raised in expectation. He sighed, stood up and waited for her to scoot over next to Terry before sitting back down. I sat on the opposite end, next to Julie.
What did I miss?
Nothing, nosy.
Lisa quipped.
Serves you right for abandoning us.
Terry laughed.
Get used to it. The last Boy Scout.
The public good always comes first.
Lisa sighed.
Great. Now you tell us. Anything else I should know? I figure you and John over there know him best.
What are we getting into?
John laughed.
You're on your own.
Nobody really knows him. Pig-headed do-gooder who keeps to himself. Now if Shannon were here, she might be able to help.
Leave her out, John.
I said softly.
He looked away.
Only John knew about Shannon's relationship with our family, since he was practically one of us.
Not even Terry knew.
Sorry. I forgot. Lisa turned to me.
You've got to be kidding.
You can't leave it like that.
What's the scoop on Teach?
I glared at John, trying to figure out how to save the situation. Max chose that moment to come running over. He squatted down next to me, beaming.
I owe you 20.
Friggin' second base. I laughed, putting my hand up for a high five.
He smacked it hard.
What do I do now?
He's back.
She'll make the next move.
Don't press it.
And don't do anything more than kissing until you have a little privacy.
I looked around our shelter.
You might want to move your sleeping bags over here for later. None of us will be staying here. You might get it to yourself.
Cool.
Thanks.
I owe you.
He looked over and saw Terry sitting with us. He smiled at her.
Hi Terry, thanks for earlier.
She grinned at him.
Good luck.
He took off practically running.
What was that about?
Julie asked.
Girl advice.
He's striking pay dirt with Wendy.
Lisa laughed.
And he's coming to you for advice? You succeed in spite of yourself.
Say what you will.
She wasn't speaking to him yesterday. Now she's all over him like a cheap suit. Lisa slid off her seat, sitting on the ground in front of the fire.
I could really use a shoulder massage.
She said, looking over at me. I got up and took her seat, letting her lean back into me, while I rubbed her shoulders.
Shit.
Terry muttered. This is how everything started last time. Don't go causing trouble, Alex.
Me?
You guys started it all.
Us?
Julie spoke up. All that kissing, talk of cheating, dirty stories. That was all you're doing, Don Juan.
Oh no you didn't.
I told her. The Don Juan myth was killed, remember?
3.
That's it.
Terry giggled.
6 now.
Almost 7. Dominique was confused.
3?
6?
7?
She asked.
Terry turned to her.
How many girls have you heard he's been with?
Jesus, Terry.
Again?
Come on, Alex.
She was on the list. She should know.
Even John looked confused.
Know what?
How many?
Terry asked Dominique again.
I don't know.
Maybe 10?
Terry hooted her joy.
Exactly.
That's what we thought.
But it was only 3.
All the rest made it up.
Dominique looked surprised.
But why?
Who would make up something like that?
Heather for one.
Who knows why?
Maybe because he's too much of a gentleman to call a girl a liar.
I don't know.
I was getting irritated.
Damn it, Terry.
As far as anyone is concerned, Heather didn't make anything up.
Got it?
Terry just rolled her eyes at me.
What did you mean by six?
Dominique asked.
See what you started, Terry?
Geez, you're nothing but a pain in the ass.
I told her.
You know you love me.
She giggled, leaning into me.
Since forever.
Pain.
In.
My.
But.
Shoulders. Lisa reminded me, squirming under my idle hands. I went back to rubbing her, glaring at my supposed best girlfriend.
Julie leaned forward. There was kind of a competition for this bum, if you can believe it.
Four girls vying for his attention. If he was more of a jerk, and played his cards right, he could have had all of us. Not all at once, but probably all, if he was leading us on. That would have been seven. Turns out Heather's not really in the running.
Six.
So we're still looking at three, but numbers four and five might be on his horizon if he plays his cards right.
Nice little surprise.
Julie covering for us. Too much idle talk about what happened in the tent the previous night wouldn't be good. Especially since we supposedly had a chaperone.
Dominique was fascinated.
Do you guys always talk about this kind of stuff so openly?
No.
I answered quickly. You open up once, in private, with everyone promising to keep it a secret, and this is what happens.
Jesus, Alex, don't be an ass.
Look at where you are. You've got two of the hottest girls in school as your new girlfriends. That's what happens when you open up.
Tell him, Lisa.
If he didn't tell us the whole truth last night, would you be here with him now?
Lisa took a sip from her spiked cocoa before answering.
Probably not. I thought he was a sleaze and a cheater. Didn't want Julie getting involved with him, just to get her heart broken.
She looked up at me.
You really do have a bit of a rep. We're going to have to do something about that.
But I didn't do anything.
Julie giggled.
We know that.
No. You're not the bad boy everyone thinks you are. You really should hear what Denise says about you.
Such a perv.
It was a little hard having everyone laughing at my expense.
Julie hugged me, gluing herself to my side, kissing my shoulder.
Is it so bad?
We like the open you.
A lot.
Enough to make a spectacle of ourselves.
I turned and kissed her.
Open book, Angel, if that's what you want.
She giggled.
Ding ding ding.
Right answer.
Tell the man what he won, sissy.
Alex Hamilton. You've won two hot young blue-eyed blondes, measurements 36-25-34, who are going to spend as long as you want making you the happiest man in town, and the envy of every red-blooded male for 100 miles around.
But wait. That's not all. You've also won the heart of your childhood friend, who may be a pain in your ass, but will stand up for you against anyone, and may even, someday, fulfill your fondest wishes. Total value of this package is more than you could ever hope to pay.
34-22-32.
Julie added.
Fondest wishes aren't guaranteed and are not typical, see childhood friend for actual likely results.
Terry finished, chuckling.
What had I gotten myself into?
Share a sissy?
Julie said teasingly.
Might as well. He's doing a shitty job.
So much better when he was still chasing us.
Lisa got up, taking Julie's place next to me, while the younger sister settled in between my legs. She pulled off her shirt, sitting in a bikini top.
You have to keep him interested.
Tease.
Lisa muttered.
You're just mad because you didn't think of it first.
I can't. I'm not wearing anything under my shirt.
Lisa argued.
You think he'd complain?
Terry piped in.
Dominique was laughing. Can anyone get a massage? Or is it limited to girlfriends?
Hardly.
Lisa answered.
Terry started it.
Back when she was still pissed at him.
That was before.
Terry argued.
Oh.
So now you won't even get a massage from him?
It's not cheating.
Is it, Julie?
Lisa asked.
No problem here. As long as it's in front of us and not behind our backs.
I was trying to stay a little more focused on the task at hand, rubbing Julie's shoulders and staring down into her cleavage. I had that to look forward to.
Damn, she had nice tits.
The rain had slowed for a bit but was now a steady downpour. Between the noise of the rain beating against the tarp, and the 10-foot-wide sheet of rain separating our shelter from the larger one, we were as isolated as if we were on our own island. The trees the tarps were tied to, plus the stack of wood under the shelter staying dry, completely blocked the view of the adjoining crowd.
I like that.
John, make yourself useful. You should be rubbing someone's shoulders by now.
I'll be damned if I'm going to be the designated masseuse.
I looked over to see Dominique settling in between his legs, pulling off her shirt, exposing her bra. She saw me looking and grinned.
Your friends are a bad influence.
She looked up at Terry.
And nothing about this leaves this group, right?
Terry nodded.
Of course. He's the only one I can't help myself around.
She turned to me and pulled my head down for a kiss.
You know I don't mean nothing bad, right?
Pain in my butt.
I muttered.
Don't be that way.
She pouted.
You're hurting my feelings.
Fine.
One more kiss then, and all's forgiven. The next kiss was a good one, sweet and lingering.
Distracting.
Enough kisses.
Julie spoke up.
Let the man do his job.
Terry pulled back grinning.
Forgiven?
Always.
I assured her, my hands back to work, wandering a little more than might be seen as reasonable in mixed company.
Sure?
Lisa asked her sister.
He was just getting good.
Julie whined, getting up and switching places with her sister. Lisa pulled off her shirt, flashing us all for a moment, before covering her breasts with it. She looked up at me.
Consider this a challenge. How well you do here will influence my behavior later.
I was doing my damnedest to give her the best massage ever,
when Shannon showed up, a garbage bag over her head, doing a mediocre job of keeping her dry on the journey from the main shelter to ours.
Things are looking pretty cozy over here. You guys behaving?
Julie giggled.
No.
Sit with us, Miss Shannon.
Tell us stories.
John says you know more about Alex than either him or Terry.
Shannon glared at John, who had the good sense to look ashamed, while he rubbed his new girlfriend's naked shoulders.
John said that? It just slipped.
He muttered piteously. She sighed, shaking her head.
I don't suppose you could take your wandering hands off that poor girl long enough to get your old worn-out teacher a cup of coffee, Alex?
I'd completely forgotten about the coffee. I leaned down and gave Lisa a quick kiss.
Give me a minute?
She smiled.
For Miss Shannon?
Take two. I hopped up, throwing on my poncho, and stepping out into the pouring rain. It was still coming down in buckets, but the wind was almost reasonable. I retrieved the coffee pot, coffee already mixed in.
It's going to be strong, almost a quarter of the pot's boiled away.
I filled Shannon's cup, then John's. Shannon produced a second cup and held it out.
Is that mine?
I asked.
For Dan. He's earned it. For once.
I filled it for her and looked for my own, filling that one as well. I added another half scoop of coffee, and refilled the pot with rainwater, putting it back on the fire after dragging over some more coals. Terry had the powdered cocoa out, and was putting some in each of the girls' mugs.
Refills?
She asked. I got the second pot of boiling water and filled their mugs. Another rain refill, and everyone seemed set. I grabbed the rum canteen and walked down the line, giving everyone a splash. No comment from Shannon, so I gave her a double. She had some catching up to do. I worked on building up the fire again, until it was too hot to stay near. When I turned around, I saw Terry walking off.
Where's she going?
I asked.
Delivering the coffee.
Shannon said, sipping hers.
I'm not moving. First time I've been warm all night. Take Terry's seat. Get under the blanket.
I told her. Hardly seems fair, since I just sent her away.
She'll be fine. She's been nothing but trouble tonight, anyway.
I took off my poncho, shaking the water out of my hair, before retaking my own place between Julie and Shannon. Lisa slid back up against me.
Long 2 minutes,
she said. I leaned down and kissed her.
Sorry.
I went back to rubbing her shoulders. Terry showed up and squeezed into where Dominique had been sitting before getting her massage. John had to scoot over a bit, but they managed. She grabbed the end of the blanket and pulled it around her own shoulders.
A little crazy over there. They're playing truth or dare by the fire.
Shannon laughed.
And that's any worse than topless massages?
My hands were working the sides of Lisa's breasts. Caught dead to rights, I wasn't going to say a thing.
Stories, Miss Shannon?
Spill.
We want to know what we're getting into.
Terry, of course, was the real troublemaker.
How come you know so much about him anyway?
Shannon sighed.
I trust this is all just between us, right?
Everyone assured her of their eternal silence.
It's not that big a deal.
Not really.
We just like to keep it under wraps. When I first started teaching here, I had a few problems, and our notorious do-gooder couldn't help but come to the rescue. John too, for that matter. I didn't know anyone in the area, and Alex's family welcomed me like a long-lost child. His mother and I are good friends now, and I spend a lot of time at their place, especially on the weekends. It's been that way for over a year now. I knew his old girlfriend pretty well. His father, not as much, he's overseas most of the time. Gives me and his mom a lot of time together. I guess I know him as good as anyone, outside of his family.
Lisa spoke up.
Doesn't seem that big a deal, not worth keeping a secret. It's not. But there are always busybodies. If certain people knew I spent almost every weekend at the home of one of my students, tongues would wag. I don't need that crap.
Any good stories?
Julie asked, persistent as a bulldog.
Lots. But I'm a lot like him. Private. I'm not telling if he doesn't want me to.
He doesn't mind.
Julie argued.
He promised he'd be an open book. So far all we've seen is the cover and the end page. Maybe the introduction. Let me hear it from him.
I sighed. No getting out of it.
I don't mind.
I shrugged, giving it some added thought and coming to a new realization.
You know what? I really don't. John and Terry I've known forever. And I figure my girlfriends can know anything they want. I don't want to keep anything from any of them. Dominique as John's girlfriend might as well hear it too. Half the stories probably involve him anyway.
Tell him anything.
I should have shut up. Turns out Shannon knew every good deed I'd ever done since I was 6 years old, thanks to Mom. She spent the next hour entertaining everyone at my expense, while I took turns massaging the girls. All of them. It started out with Julie and Lisa, of course. Then Terry had to get her turn. Shannon decided she wasn't going to go on until she got a coffee refill and a chance at a massage of her own. I was more than happy to oblige. She didn't complain once about my perpetual erection trying to drill a hole through her spine. Terry, as usual, had to upset the cart, complaining that Dominique was hogging two of the four hands doing the massaging. John got dragged into things, massaging Terry, and then Lisa. Dominique figured she deserved a shot with me. After that it was a free-for-all, every few minutes another beautiful girl between my legs, leaning back against my inevitable hard-on, while entertained by Shannon's seemingly endless tales. The stories ran the gamut. Some made me seem silly, others I still was proud of. Shannon told the tale of one of my earliest attempts at righting wrongs, and helping out the weak, when I took on my first bully. Dad was wrong.
Sometimes standing up to a bully just got your ass kicked. Especially when you're 7 years old, and the bully is 11, and has friends the same age. Your mom said you lost two teeth and got your nose broke for that one. I'm surprised it didn't get you out of the good deed business. Baby teeth. No big deal. It had been a big deal. I'd been afraid to go home and cried like a baby. He's a planner, our boy scout. His father taught him how to fight dirty, and Alex here took them all on, one at a time, ambushing each and hospitalizing two. Damn 7 years old and the terror of the neighborhood. Their parents apparently complained and his father laughed in their faces, threatening to do the same to them for raising bullies. Everyone faces bullies, Lisa said. Doesn't seem like much of a good deed. Shannon had a quick answer. They weren't bullying him. They were bullying older kids. Girls. Made one of them cry in front of him. That was their mistake. Once the waterworks start, his common sense goes out the window. That had my girlfriends teasing me for trying to be a 7-year-old superhero. It also got me some nice kissing, so I wasn't complaining. Terry had maneuvered herself in front of me, and had joined the ranks of the topless, as naked as Lisa, with her t-shirt wrapped around her chest. Do you know how I met him? She asked Shannon. I do. But that's your story to tell. It's not a big complicated story. Pretty simple, really. Back in 6th grade I rode my bike to school, at least on nice days. Only a few miles each way. Too long to walk in a reasonable time, but less than 10 minutes on bike. I stayed late for theater, and the weather started to get bad. I tried to rush things, and ended up crashing my bike a couple of blocks from school. Bad. My back wheel wouldn't even turn afterward. Alex found me dragging my bike, crying in the rain. I had a bloody knee and probably looked like shit. He stopped and helped me. He was like a real-life hero. He put my bike over his shoulders, made me sit on his handlebars, and rode me to my house. He dropped me off, and told me he'd fix my bike. The next morning it was under my carport, working like a charm. I didn't even know his name. Terry was crying, which I thought was a little silly. It was no big deal, Terry. Anybody would do it. God, Alex. You are such an idiot. Nobody else would do it. Nobody else stopped to help me. It was the nicest thing anyone had ever done for me, and to you it's no big deal. I remember every moment like it was yesterday. When you stopped, and I was scared, I didn't know what was going on, in the dark and the rain. You gave me your jacket, checked on my knee, and brushed my tears away, begging me not to cry. You put that stupid bike over your shoulders, when it probably weighed almost as much as you, and insisted that I sit on your handlebars, scared for my life that you wouldn't be able to handle all the extra weight. I knew it was impossible that you could handle two of us and the bike. Impossible. Hell, you were smaller than me. And yet you did, pedaling hard, riding slowly, talking to me, comforting me, promising me you wouldn't crash. And keeping your word. As I would learn over the years you always did. Shannon gave me a hug. Give him a break, Terry. He really doesn't understand why the things he does matters. The idiot believes it's what men are supposed to do. He's even managed to con John into thinking the same. John wasn't taking that lying down. Don't lump me in with him. I only help when it's needed. He sees every tiny injustice as a personal challenge. If I didn't know him, I'd let him handle most of the crap on his own. Shannon laughed. Bullshit, John Weber. How many hours did you spend on your own, rebuilding my piece of crap old car? Piece of crap? It's a classic. I had to fix it. It just wasn't right. Terry stood in front of me, then turned and straddled me, dropping her shirt to sit topless in my lap. She put her arms around my neck. He saved my bacon more than once. She kissed me softly. That's why, Alex, you can do no wrong by me, and the 6th grader inside of me will love you until the day I die. You rescued a tired, scared and hurt little girl, and never asked anything in return. I let her hug me, stroking her back gently. I did ask something in return. I wanted to be your friend. She laughed, almost hysterically. You are such a fucking idiot. I had no friends. I was new. You gave me friendship, and brought me into your private inner circle. You heaped on the debt, with me owing you more and more, knowing I could never, ever repay you. You're being silly, Terry. You don't owe me anything. I helped you because I wanted to. I became friends with you because I liked you. Terry turned to Shannon. Head like a rock. Maybe you can explain it to him. Shannon hugged me, giving me a kiss on the cheek. She's right, Alex. You can't do one-way good deeds. You have to let us give back sometimes. I turned back to Terry, wondering how my new girlfriends were taking all this. I pulled her away from me holding her at arm's length, gazing down at her naked torso. Her small breasts that fit her so well, hard little nipples begging for attention. Can't you see that holding you here, now, like this, is worth far more than I could ever do for you? One of your kisses is payment enough for 10 years of good deeds. I pulled her in and kissed her deeply. There, that makes us even until you're 30. Now you should get dressed and get off my lap before my girlfriends get jealous. Lisa was getting a massage from John, and chose to speak up. No jealousy here. How about you, Julie? Not with Terry. She gets a pass. Always. She and Miss Shannon, right? That's what I figure. The older sister said. I chuckled, while Terry wiggled in my lap, hugging me even closer. You better get up anyway. Much more of this, and I won't be responsible for you losing your cherry. She nibbled on my ear. It's yours. Right now if you want. I'd let you claim me in front of everybody. I peeled her arms off of me, and held her pretty face in my hands, inches from my own. I don't deserve you.
I took her shirt and straightened it out, putting it over her head. She maneuvered her arms into it before climbing off my lap.
I mean it, Alex. Whenever you want.
I think that's a private discussion, I told her.
Julie piped up.
Nothing behind our backs you wouldn't do in front of us. That's the golden rule. Dominique was sitting next to Shannon, but she got up to take Terry's place, glancing up at Julie.
Okay?
Sure. Julie giggled. You're just getting him primed for later. She leaned into me, pulling her bra straps down to expose her smooth shoulders.
So let me see if I got this straight.
You've rescued Terry, and Miss Shannon, and apparently John too, since he says he owes you, is that right?
Rescue's a strong word.
I've helped them, I told her, massaging the back of her neck. John barked a half laugh.
What about Julie and Lisa? Any good deeds there?
Lisa laughed. Two cold wet girls whose tents flooded.
He shared his with us and took care of us.
Come on, I argued. That's not much of a good deed. What man wouldn't let you two into his tent, storm or not?
Ignore the idiot, Julie said.
He already had two girls in his sleeping bag, but he invited us in, dried us off, gave us his clothes and his sleeping bag and tried to sleep in this stupid blanket.
Lisa was switching places with Terry, who had John working her shoulders.
That's what got me, you know, she said, squeezing in next to Shannon.
Not the campfire, or even letting us in his tent.
No. It was giving us the privacy of darkness to wear his shirt, and then making me sit down so he could dry my legs and feet, before telling me to get in his sleeping bag, and watching him fold that stupid blanket around himself by the door, so we could be comfortable.
Julie laughed.
I know, right? When he turned off that light, huddled by the door, I was going to kill him if he didn't get in the bag with us.
She poked me. It was so unfair. He did everything right.
Spent twice as long making sure his tent was safe and sturdy. Set it up in the right spot. Bringing extra clothes, towels, blankets. Then giving it all to us, so we'd be warm and comfortable, while he tried to pretend a wet blanket and the cold floor was good enough for him. He didn't even have a shirt, after giving all of his to us.
Dominique turned to me, looking up, pressing her breasts against my leg.
She definitely had my attention.
Back up.
He already had two girls in his sleeping bag?
Terry giggled.
Yep. Me and Heather. Poor Heather. She was scared to death to ask for help. She'd lied about their relationship and treated him like crap for a year, for no reason at all, and next thing you know she's standing at the entrance to his tent with me, soaked to the skin and freezing, begging for his help.
You were hardly begging, I reminded her.
I wasn't. I knew you'd take care of me. No matter what.
She didn't.
But he took us in, got us dried off, gave us dry shirts to wear, and shared his sleeping bag. We were frozen, and he just took us in his arms and held us until we were warm again. Never said a word about the past to Heather. He just held her. He had every right to kick her out and let her fend for herself, after the way she treated him. Instead, he told her none of it mattered, and he held us both, while she broke down. We were almost naked in his sleeping bag, and he didn't do anything but hold us until we were warm again.
Dominique giggled.
Doesn't seem likely from the way y'all are behaving now.
Terry laughed.
He didn't do anything. Heather and I decided some reward kissing and snuggling was in order. We were halfway to ravaging him when those two showed up. I wanted to tell them to find their own friggin' tent, but the Boy Scout showed up, off to the rescue.
Damn it.
Dominique leaned back against me, and my hands moved down her arms, and across the top of her chest, stopping at the material of her bra. I wasn't about to maul her tits, no matter how tempting they were. She was John's.
Damn it.
So everyone here is one of his rescues except me. But I was rescued last night by John, which I guess makes me a rescue by proxy.
Cool.
I feel much better now. That had the crowd giggling, but it also put the end to that massage while Julie switched places with her. Shannon started in on another story while I concentrated on making Julie feel good. She had other ideas, turning and facing me, tucking her head into my side.
Rub my back now, she said.
The little vixen had her hand in my shorts, stroking and squeezing me, hidden by her body. It felt nice, but I was going to have to stop her if it went on much longer. Dominique was straddling the log beside me, one leg pressed against my rear. I felt her hands move up to my shoulders, rubbing me.
Poor baby.
All the good deeds, and all those massages, and nobody takes care of you? She whispered into my ear. I felt her lips against my earlobe, and a gentle nibble.
This was bad.
I turned to face Dominique, and her lips met mine. Just for a moment. She pulled back smiling.
Sure.
She whispered.
Just enjoy.
You've earned it.
I know I missed my chance.
I had no idea what Shannon was talking about after that. I was in my own little world, rubbing Julie's back while she played with my cock, Dominique rubbing my shoulders and neck, kissing my back. I was getting way too worked up. I lifted up Julie, gently moving her hand away from my shorts.
Kiss me, angel.
I told her. She rose up on her knees and kissed me hard. Dominique got up, giving me a little kiss on the neck, before going over to John and evicting Terry from her spot between his legs. I took a short break after that to tend the fire, and provide drink refills, killing off the Bacardi. My shorts were tenting badly, but I wasn't concerned. The girls had certainly earned it. I ended up with Lisa back between my legs, topless, facing me, her breasts encasing my aching cock. Shannon seemed to have no end to her stories, and things were just getting crazier as John broke out his contraband.
A bottle of tequila, a salt shaker, and a squeezed lime. I served as a salt lick for whoever was beside me, before the tequila found its way over.
Lisa, Julie, and even Terry were all being bad, playing with me when it was their turn in front of me. I wasn't paying attention to John, I could only hope he was having half as much fun. I was as bad as the rest of them, openly fondling the girls I had access to. Even Shannon. When she took her turn for the massage, she kept her shirt on, a loose t-shirt. I grabbed the bottom of her shirt and back, and pulled it upward.
Alex. What are you doing?
She said warningly. I pulled it up and over her head, until her shoulders were exposed and her shirt was bunched up over her arms, doing a decent job of covering her chest. She leaned forward, still telling tales on me, while I rubbed her soft skin, letting my hands drift down and forward, cupping her breasts. It was easy to see the booze was hitting her. She was talking slower, sometimes slurring her words. She was letting me fondle her openly, playing with her hard nipples. I'd have to watch out for her. Not enough to stop me from enjoying her. When the tequila came around, Julie leaned over, pressed Shannon's head forward and sprinkled the salt on the back of her neck. I licked it clean, my hands squeezing her breasts, her hard nipples held by my fingers, all hidden by the shirt and her position. Lisa had the booze, took a swig of it, then tilted my head back and fed me my share from her mouth. I was learning that Julie really was the instigator and wild child. She took the salt shaker she'd used on Shannon, pulled up the edge of my shorts and sprinkled the salt not an inch from my hard cock.
"You're shot, Miss Shannon."
She leaned over and turned Shannon toward her, pushing her face down against my leg, my cock pressed against the side of her pretty face. Shannon licked me, more than once, her lips pressing against my skin, edging closer to my shaft. I looked over to see who was watching. John had Dominique sitting in his lap, straddling him, making out like there was no tomorrow. Terry, oddly enough, was facing them, her arms around both. Lisa was watching me. She grinned and grabbed my chin, tilting my head back, holding the tequila bottle to my lips.
"For Miss Shannon," she said, tilting it up.
Julie was holding the back of Shannon's head, pressing her into my crotch. Shannon's tongue had found its way inside my shorts leg, teasing the side of my cock. I reached down and moved her head back off of me, tilting her face up. I leaned down, placing my mouth over hers, slowly letting the tequila drain into her mouth. She swallowed, then her tongue reached out and licked my lips. Julie was out of control. She dropped to her knees beside our teacher and pulled my cock out into the air. Shannon looked at it for a moment, then at our mischievous friend.
"No, baby. Not here. Not like this. One suck, and I'll put it away," Julie urged.
I almost died when Shannon lowered her mouth over my cock, taking me deep, before pulling off and covering me up.
"You are trouble, aren't you?"
she asked Julie. Julie giggled, leaning down and shocking all of us by pressing her lips against Shannon's. It was too much. I could feel the tequila hitting me hard, and could only imagine how much it was affecting the girls. We were way out of control. And there were a dozen schoolmates not 20 feet away. I fixed Shannon's shirt, looking into her glazed eyes. She was bombed. I lifted her up in my arms.
"Come on, you. Bedtime for everyone."
She leaned into my arms, hugging me.
"I shouldn't, Alex. Tent.
Now.
All of us."
I held onto Shannon, while she swayed.
Shit.
I wasn't going to walk her through the crowd next door like this. I turned to Lisa and Julie.
"I'm taking Shannon the long way, behind the shelters. I'll meet you at our tent." I put my poncho over Shannon, a job in itself, and walked with her behind the shelters, back to my tent, getting soaked in the process. Julie and Lisa were waiting for me.
I took my poncho back, and left Shannon with my new girlfriends, heading back to the fire to clean up. The other three were still there, and I was more than a little surprised to see Terry sitting in John's lap kissing him. Dominique was beside them, but she stood and walked to me, pulling my head down and kissing me like we were long-lost lovers. She was tall, only a couple of inches shorter than me, and hugged me close.
"Damn, you guys are wild. I had no idea."
I chuckled, kissing her softly.
"Me either. This is all new."
She reached between us, giving my cock a squeeze.
"Are you fucking all of them?"
I shook my head.
"Just the sisters. Who was number six then, if not Terry or Miss Shannon? And none of that bullshit Julie was trying to feed me.
Heather." She kissed me again, her hand stroking me.
"If you asked John, I bet we could all fit in your tent. It might be crowded, but it could be a lot of fun. What's the deal with Terry?"
I asked, deflecting the offer.
"I guess she's known him almost as long as you. Long stifled urges."
She pouted.
"I might be his fantasy, but she has her hooks in him deep, just like in you. You would have chosen her over the others, wouldn't you?"
"I don't know.
Probably. There's a lot of history. Same with him. Poor baby came in his shorts when she kissed him."
She sighed.
"You either need to take her with you, or take me. And soon. God, Dominique. You're killing me. Do you know how long and badly I've wanted you?"
"No.
That's the problem, isn't it? If I'd known, it would be me riding you all night long, and not those devil sisters. But I've got two brand new girlfriends waiting, and you're with my best friend now."
She sighed, leaning into me.
"I know."
She held me while I looked over at my friends.
"He really is a great guy."
Terry was wriggling in John's lap, still kissing him, but she was watching me.
"I'm going to go get Terry now,"
I told Dominique.
"I know. We missed our chance. This is not a one-time offer, you know. If things should change between you and your playthings, keep me in mind, okay?
I was curious.
Why now, Dominique? Every other time I've tried to spend time with you, show you some attention, you completely shut down.
She blushed.
You're pretty intimidating, Alex. I don't suppose you know that. Your past, with all those women. Now I know that a lot of that was rumor, but I didn't know it before. I didn't want to be a notch on your belt. I don't have a ton of experience with guys, and the ones I've been with were different. I was in control. I knew it wouldn't be like that with you. You were fascinating, but kind of scary. You made me so damn nervous. But not now.
No.
Once I got to know you a little, and see how your girls are around you, I went from nervous to jealous, and now a little sad that I missed my chance. God, the more I learn about you, the more I could kick myself. Don't take me off your list. If anything changes.
I kissed her again.
Count on it.
I gave her one last hug.
I'm going to grab my stuff and get Terry. I'll leave you two alone.
She smiled at me, wistfully, and gave me a last kiss on the cheek.
Don't forget me.
She said softly, turning back toward John. I gave Terry a come here gesture, and she peeled herself away from John, grinning.
Later, big guy.
She said, and came skipping over to me like a little girl.
You're being bad.
I told her, pulling her into my arms.
Not really. We're just playing. You've got Dominique jealous.
She looked surprised.
Really? How cool is that?
I gave her a swat on the rear.
Not cool at all, trouble.
She pouted.
Party pooper. We going to your tent to play now?
After we pick up. She rolled her eyes.
You've always got to be so damn responsible, don't you?
Come on.
It'll take us 2 minutes, and then we have the whole night ahead of us.
I lied. It took us closer to 10 minutes to gather up the mugs, empty the coffee pots, gather up the blanket, and knock down the fire. It was still raining, but lightly, and there was almost no wind to contend with. John and Dominique left for his tent while we were cleaning up. I really hoped things worked out for them, but I didn't have high hopes. Not the way she'd been behaving.
Later you and I are gonna talk.
I told Terry, as we left the fire.
About John?
She asked.
Yep.
I passed by Max and Wendy. She was sitting in his lap while they chatted.
The other shelter's empty.
I told him.
For that matter, looks like the worst of the storm is over. Your tent might be an even better choice.
I didn't stick around for an answer. I had my own tent full of beauties waiting, and another by my side.
Chapter 04
I stood in the vestibule of my tent, holding Terry's hand, still stunned by my incredible luck, and wondering what was in store for me under the canvas. I passed Terry a towel.
Let's get rid of most of these clothes out here, so we don't bring the storm in with us.
I stripped down to my shorts before entering the tent, while Terry took off everything but her underwear. We toweled off, and I gave her a quick hug and kiss, before opening the zipper and heading in. I had quite the surprise waiting. All three girls were naked, with Shannon lying on my sleeping bag between the sisters.
Are we the best girlfriends ever?
Julie asked.
Look what we have for you. A beautiful naked teacher, all primed and ready to go.
I could see that Julie had her hand between Shannon's legs, and Lisa was playing with her tits.
Alex.
Shannon greeted me, slurring her words.
Your girls are being so bad. Julie, what are you doing?
I asked her softly, kneeling down beside her.
Getting her ready for you. You don't get us until you do her first.
I was torn. This wasn't what I'd expected, but then again, nothing this weekend had worked out the way I'd supposed. I felt hands around my hips and looked over my shoulder to see a naked Terry pulling down my shorts.
It's okay, Alex. Everyone can see how you two are with each other. It's just us. Nobody has to ever know.
Shannon might have been drunk, but she wasn't completely gone.
You all have to promise. Nobody can know.
She said.
Promise?
Julie leaned over and kissed her.
We promise. It's our secret. Forever.
Shannon looked at Terry.
Promise?
Terry surprised me for the umpteenth time tonight by leaning over Shannon and kissing her softly.
I promise. I'd love to see you with him, if just this once.
Shannon turned her head to Lisa, for another deeper kiss.
I promise too, Lisa said.
Shannon opened her legs, looking at me. I moved between them.
I'm so worked up now, I won't last 10 seconds.
I warned her. She grinned, struggling up to a seated position.
I'm going to suck you dry, then you can do me, okay?
I think I like drunk Shannon. The girls pulled me to the ground, gathering around, and then Shannon was between my legs, holding my cock in her hand, looking at it.
I've wanted this for so long, Alex. Why did you make me wait? I wanted to graduate first, so we wouldn't risk your job. Next summer I was going to fuck your pretty brains out.
She gave my cock a lick.
I guess we'll just have to get started early.
She looked around.
It's our secret, right?
Everyone nodded, watching while her sexy mouth lowered over my cock. She bobbed her head up and down slowly a few times, then lifted up, sucking hard, and pulled off me with an audible pop.
Is that what you wanted, you naughty boy? Sticking your hard prick in your teacher's nasty mouth?
God, I'm so close, Shannon. Suck me off, please.
It didn't take a lot of time or finesse. She smiled and took me in her mouth, moving her head up and down steadily.
She watched me the whole time, only using her mouth.
It wasn't a minute before I warned her of my release.
No.
I groaned, thrusting up into her mouth, and releasing my soul between those amazing lips. I came hard, shooting over and over, each time I thought I was finished another burst shooting outward. She kept me in her mouth, letting me finish, then sat back on her heels, opening her mouth for us, showing it coated from top to bottom with my cream. She crooked her fingers toward Julie and Lisa, beckoning them closer. The girls moved toward her, and she pulled Julie close, pressing her lips to her, sharing my cum. She pulled back, a sticky string stretching between their lips, turning to Lisa. Lisa went to her eagerly, and they kissed for an eternity, before Shannon pulled away. She closed her mouth, swallowing, then opened it for me, showing empty. She smiled at the sisters. See? I can share too. Terry was on her hands and knees, over my waist. She looked up at Lisa. Can I get him ready for her? Lisa nodded. Sure. But that's all for now, okay?
Terry didn't answer. She started working on my cock, licking and kissing it. I watched as Shannon moved over next to Julie, putting her arm around my girlfriend's waist.
Aren't you even a little jealous? She asked.
Julie grinned.
Nope. He could have had her. Could have had any one of them. He chose me. Me.
She turned and pressed her lips to Shannon's, kissing her deeply.
I'm never going to let him regret that choice.
I was already hard in Terry's generous mouth, but I wasn't about to stop her. It was too fun watching my friend of so many years enjoy herself. Lisa noticed.
I think he's ready. She observed.
Shannon leaned over and ran her hand down Terry's bare back, all the way to her sweet little ass.
Let her play a bit. I think he'll last a while now.
She turned to me.
You're going to last for me, aren't you, Alex? I swear, this thing isn't going down until dawn. Not with you guys here.
We gave Terry a couple more minutes. It was nice, filling her mouth, watching her play, sucking, licking, kissing. In a way it was good she didn't know what she was doing. I was hard, but I wasn't really getting worked up. I'm sure Shannon would have had me on my third erection by now. Shannon lay down beside me, sighing sweetly.
Whenever you want me, lover, I'm here for you.
I reached down and lifted Terry's face off my cock.
Thanks, beautiful. That was nice.
She pouted.
Nice? I was going for incredible.
I laughed.
Maybe if you're good, the girls will allow you some more practice. I'm sure you can be incredible.
I got up and moved between Shannon's legs, pausing to listen to the rain and the murmur of the last of the evening's revelers. I lifted her legs, pulling them back toward her head. Julie and Lisa were kneeling on each side of her, watching. I looked at them.
Hold these, will you?
The girls took Shannon's legs, tilting them back.
Gently.
Shannon warned.
I'm not as flexible as you young things.
She was wide open for me, a pretty little field of red hair above her open pussy. I lay down between her legs, lowering my mouth to her moist lips.
Oh God, Alex.
She moaned.
Eat me.
I did my best, putting all I'd learned one special weekend at the beach into play. She was moaning from the beginning, and it didn't take me too long to get her to come for me. She was a moaner, pretty quiet otherwise. When she came, the moans rose in pitch, quieting afterward. She was consistent about that, as I made her come on my tongue twice. The third time, when her moans had nearly reached the perfect pitch, I rose up and thrust my aching cock into her, to the hilt, pushing her immediately over the edge, and making her come hard on my cock. Lisa leaned over me, caressing my side, her hand wandering down to my ass, squeezing my butt cheek.
Did you like eating her out?
She asked, while I drove my cock in and out of our teacher with a nice leisurely pace, enjoying myself.
I loved it. Making her come like that.
She kissed my shoulder.
You'll do that for us, right?
I chuckled.
Until you begged me to stop. That might take a while. There are two of us, you know. Lisa, I'm dying to taste your sweet little pussy. Let her legs go.
I told my accomplices in the ravishing of our teacher. They did, and Shannon stretched her legs out, then wrapped them around me. I leaned over her, bringing my face down to hers.
I could do this forever.
I told her softly, kissing her briefly. She grinned.
That wouldn't be fair to our friends. Half of forever will do.
I was feeling strong, in no hurry to finish. And I wanted to play. I pulled out of her, rolling her over, and lifting her hips high. She rose up on her hands, looking back at me.
Like this, lover? Exactly like this.
I told her, sliding back inside her warmth. Julie shuffled over on her knees, looking down at where I was sliding in and out of our teacher.
God, that looks sexy.
She said, reaching between us, her fingers bracketing where my cock was entering Shannon.
Kiss me?
I asked. She grinned and brought her lips to mine, kissing me warmly, our tongues playing, while I fucked Shannon. Lisa moved in on my other side, tapping her sister.
Sure?
Julie pulled back, grinning.
Always with you, sissy.
I turned and kissed Lisa, for a long, long time, almost missing it when Shannon's moans started rising. I pulled back from Lisa, grabbed Shannon's hips and hammered her. She came for me sweetly, gasping, and dropping her head to the ground, that sweet pussy of hers still held high for me. I looked around for Terry, who was laying on her side, watching us, her hand between her legs. I blew her a kiss, and she grabbed it out of the air, and placed it between her legs, moaning loudly, then winking at me. God, this was a part of her I'd never have imagined. Shannon sighed, pulling away from me.
Let me watch you with them, Alex. Please.
She rolled onto her side, looking devastating. I looked back and forth between Lisa and Julie.
Shall we?
Lisa nodded.
Lie down.
I did, stretching out, eager to start. Lisa turned to her sister.
You go first. Are you sure?
Julie asked, straddling me. Lisa nodded.
I want to feel his tongue.
She straddled my head, lowering herself.
I held her by the hips, adjusting her, until I had room to work. I was right. She did have a sweet pussy. I felt Julie lower herself onto my cock, her tightness driving me crazy. I spent several minutes under the two of them, before they traded places. Same blonde peach fuzz, same narrow inner lips, same hard little clit. I couldn't tell one from the other, not by look or taste. Lisa rode my cock a little harder, and was easier to drive into. Funny that my cock could recognize the difference. I was starting to feel that change in urgency, when they switched back again. They didn't talk, one minute they'd be straddling me, then they'd be switching. The brief switch helped reduce my need. They were playing with me, switching more often, only a couple of minutes each time. I was losing track, even my cock was getting confused. I felt the sister on my face starting to squirm against my tongue, and I worked hard to try to get her off before the next switch. I wasn't successful, but I was getting to both of them finally. The next pussy was in the same state of eagerness, trembling against my tongue. After the next switch, I pulled her hips down and sucked hard around her clit, pressing forward with my tongue. I was rewarded with two hands gripping my hair and pushing back, while she shuddered her release. The girl at my waist was fucking me hard, and I thrust up against her, groaning, gasping for air. The pussy over my face drew away, but the one down below kept working. I looked down and saw Julie, eyes closed, forehead wrinkled in concentration, while she rode me. I reached for her, pulling her down to my chest. Her eyes burst open staring at me. I lifted her hips up and jackhammered that tight little pussy, until she squealed from me coming so very sweetly. Lisa lay down beside me, watching. Fuck her hard, Alex. Pound that poor tight little pussy to pieces. I was straining from the exertion, but I kept pounding into her, listening to her sweet little moans and gasps. I recalled the night before when she'd gone multi-orgasmic on me. Come on my cock, Julie. Come for me. She cried out, shuddering, gasping, then cried out again. Fuck. She groaned. Lisa whispered. Not inside her, she's not on the pill yet. I moaned, pounding her with long strokes, feeling that small sexy body tense up, before trembling with ecstasy. I'm going to come. I gasped to Lisa. Lisa moved down and indelicately pushed her sister off me, taking my cock in her mouth. I held her head, thrusting into her hot mouth for a few more strokes before erupting. She swallowed gamely, sucking me dry, before pulling away. Lisa! Julie whined. Where's my share? Lisa grinned. Next one's yours, okay? That seemed to console her. All right, but don't forget. I looked over to the side and saw Shannon was sleeping. I guess we were too boring for her. Terry giggled. Are you kidding? That was better than porn. You guys fucked the shit out of him. Lisa grinned, grabbing my cock and shaking it. You want to get him ready for us? Can I? Please have fun. Terry was looking for some fun of her own. She straddled me in 69, peeking back over her shoulder at me. Do you mind? She asked. I'd love to taste you, bestie. It was wonderful. We just played with each other, licking, tasting and sucking. Lisa peeked over Terry's ass. Hey Alex, you got anything to drink in here? I'm really thirsty. I took a break from licking Terry. Sorry. Nothing. She pouted. Where can we get something? I'll get us some water. I told her. Terry, can we take a little break? Terry rose up, grinning. No hurry. As long as we can play later. Lisa gave her a hug. All the oil you want. I promise. Just no sex, right Alex? That's it. She stays a virgin. I confirmed. Terry sat up, hand stroking my cock. Works for me. You guys are the best. Julie piped up. That's the plan. Best girlfriends ever. He'll never be able to leave us. Who else would be willing to share with someone like you or Miss Shannon? I threw on shorts and headed into the night. I had my coffee pot with me, planning to fill it with water. The camp had completely died down, and things were pretty quiet. I noticed that some of the sleeping bags were intimately close, but I kept my distance, not wanting to interfere with budding romance. I walked through the second shelter, where we'd spent such an interesting evening, finding it empty. I figured that Max may have convinced Wendy to join him in his tent after all. The third shelter held the picnic tables, and the foodstuff that had been moved from the last shelter before the storm. The huge water cooler was there, as I'd hoped, and it only took me a few moments to fill my pot. I had an urge to check all the tarps, just in case, and to work on the fires, but I forced that urge down. Enough Boy Scout for the evening. I had more serious business ahead of me. Two sisters that I was going to do my damnedest to wear out, before they broke me. Back in the tent, I was welcomed with a naked parade of firm teenage flesh. We filled up a mug and passed it around, twice, to slake our thirst. It was that damn tequila, Lisa said. The girls had opened up one of the extra sleeping bags, and covering our sleeping teacher with it. I went to check on her. She was sleeping soundly, and I couldn't resist leaning over and giving her a little kiss goodnight. Julie showed up next to me. If you want, we can wake her up. Let her sleep. You and your sister are more than enough for me. She giggled. Let's just play a while. Get to know each other, a little like last night. Her idea was for us to relax in the dark, kissing, hugging, touching, fondling, all that good stuff. She even thought Terry should play alone. We killed the flashlight, and played. There was no attempt to hide who was who, the dark just made everything a little more intense. I spent a good amount of my time playing with the four Samuelson tits, which I doubted I'd ever get enough of. Every time I moved to a new one, I seemed to earn a chuckle.
You really do like our tits, don't you?
Lisa asked as I moved from one tasty nipple to the other.
They are perfect. The best in the school. Best I've ever seen. Ellen's are a lot bigger.
Julie said, offering me hers. I teased her nipple hard.
Bigger isn't better beyond a certain point.
Your bodies are both so amazing, soft, curvy, firm, smooth, it's almost beyond belief.
What about Terry?
Lisa asked.
What do you like about her?
I love her tits on her. They fit her. And she has the most incredible ass and legs. I love to watch her walk away from me.
I got a squeeze from beside me.
You really like my ass?
It's not too big.
Are you kidding? It's maddening how sweet your ass and legs are. When I used to beat off to thoughts of you every night, I was almost always thinking of that perfect butt.
You masturbated thinking of me?
She asked. Non-stop from 7th to 10th grade. I've come for you thousands of times.
She sighed, reaching down and squeezing my cock.
Damn, Alex. You have to stop telling me things like that. My pussy is flooding and the urge to cram that huge cock of yours into my virgin pussy is driving me crazy.
Julie must have been behind her. At least that's where her voice came from.
So fuck him already.
You both want to. It's your stupid rules keeping you apart. I'll give you a free pass. I turned toward her, feeling Lisa cuddle up behind me. I leaned down and kissed my longtime friend.
We can wait till you're ready. There is no rush, Terry. We can have lots of fun, without making you go that far.
I reached down for her breast, and found Julie latched onto it. The girl was a never-ending supply of surprises.
Terry moaned slightly. I just want it to be special.
Lisa giggled.
More special than this? None of us are ever going to forget this weekend.
Ever.
Julie, was it special for you?
Oh my God!
To have you here with me, and my fantasy man doing it, in the dark with everyone touching me, unbelievable. My dream boyfriend took my cherry, and I got to share it with you.
She sighed. It was so incredible.
Later, when Miss Shannon and I shared him, just the two of us, and he gave me my first sex orgasm, and then later, a dozen more, I could have died and gone to heaven. Shannon was so sweet, helping me get that first one, and telling me it was okay that it was uncomfortable at first, that he was big, it wasn't just me. I could just eat her up.
Julie had let the cat out of the bag.
You screwed Miss Shannon last night?
Terry asked.
It surprised the hell out of me. I was freezing to death when I got back from fixing up the camp for everyone. Only Lisa and Julie were up.
Lisa, you drifted off, while Julie tried to warm me up, lying on top of me.
Shannon woke up and cuddled in next to me to help warm me up. She was topless. So I held her, and we talked about the camp.
Julie giggled.
He was freezing. Teeth chattering, body trembling, the whole works. His normally great big cock was a little tiny cold Vienna sausage hiding from me. Then he kissed her and I swear he grew to full size in less time than I can say it. He really liked kissing her.
I laughed.
I did. I like kissing her. But then Wild Thing thought it would be a good idea to put my cock to more intimate use, right there in front of Shannon.
Julie chuckled.
She called me heaven. I only got to do him for a few minutes before he asked me to switch places with her. I couldn't believe he was going to do her right there, with me watching.
Pretty good, huh?
Lisa asked.
Nailing the teacher.
Hell, I've wanted her since I brought her home the first time. We almost did it once, a long time ago, but stopped. I knew I wouldn't be able to handle seeing her in school every day and not give it away. We've been flirting ever since. Every once in a while I'll steal a little kiss, but not like last night.
He did us both.
Julie giggled.
Taking turns.
How cool was that?
Sharing him with her.
He made her come for him, and then he fucked my brains out, making me come so much I thought I was going to die. And she helped me get that first one, playing with my clitty, while he pounded me into the ground. I don't know how long he fucked her after that.
I fell asleep and twice woke up to him still screwing her.
You guys didn't act like you'd been doing it, when you were around the fire.
Terry said.
I think we've been around each other long enough now, that we can keep it separated from our public life.
At least I hope so.
Lisa had her hand around my stiff cock, stroking it.
Fuck her again for us, Alex.
She's sleeping.
I know I'd love to be woken up by your big dick plowing me.
Lisa argued.
Julie liked the idea.
Let's do it, Alex.
Let's fuck her again.
She'll love it.
To think you can't resist her, even with these two here.
Terry said.
I know I would.
That would be special. Losing my virginity to you because you couldn't resist having me, even sleeping, with these two here.
God, I almost came just imagining it.
She moaned. I'm half asleep, and I wake to you kissing me. I feel you between my legs, pushing yourself in. I'm groaning, feeling its thickness, a sharp pinch when you steal my virginity, then that wonderful cock filling me.
You're holding me, that hunk of meat sliding out, and then pushing all the way in, filling me completely, bottoming out.
I couldn't wait a moment longer, you tell me.
I had to have you.
Now that would be spectacular.
I had to laugh.
No, that would be rape.
Fucking a sleeping virgin.
She pulled me down for a kiss.
You can't rape the willing.
Julie wasn't having any of it.
Suck him, Terry.
Make sure he's hard and wet.
We're fucking Miss Shannon.
I felt like a bastard, but I let them talk me into it.
We uncovered Shannon and opened her legs.
She mumbled a bit, but seemed relaxed.
Terry was on her hands and knees sucking me sloppily.
I pushed her away and pressed the head of my cock into Shannon's pussy, moving it up and down until she opened for me.
I pushed the head in and leaned over her, watching her beautiful face, as I eased the full length of my cock into her.
She didn't wake up immediately. She gave a soft little moan somewhere around the fourth or fifth stroke. I long stroked her gently, and leaned down for a kiss. Her eyes fluttered, and slowly opened. She smiled so sweetly it broke my heart. That's nice. She said softly, closing her eyes. I stroked her harder, making her perfect tits jiggle. She wiggled underneath me, pushing back against me. God, that's good. I wish I could wake up like this every day of my life. Lisa poked me. See? I told you she'd love it. Julie squeezed in between us, and kissed her. You're gorgeous when you're sleeping. Shannon's eyes opened, slowly focusing on Julie. What time is it? Julie kissed her again. It's still the middle of the night. You can go back to sleep if you like. Shannon sighed. You couldn't resist me, could you, Alex? Not even with our little wild thing here. Terry giggled. Told you so. I leaned in and kissed her, fighting with Julie for access to Shannon's luscious lips. Who could resist you? I just had to have a little taste. I couldn't wait until morning. Shannon grinned. Anytime you want, lover. I'm yours. Julie moved down and started sucking on Shannon's tit. It wasn't long before Lisa was latched on to the other one. Shannon moaned sexily. Your girlfriends are naughty, Alex. Just relax, Shannon. Sleep if you want to. We'll only play with you for a little while. God, you're all so bad. Playing with me. Using me. Fucking me. I could barely hear her as she muttered. Am I dreaming? She asked. I was on my knees holding her legs up and fucking her harder. You're in my dream. I told her. Terry was still a bystander. Kiss her, Terry. Get involved. I told her. Terry climbed up next to Julie and leaned over Shannon, hiding her face from my view. All I could see above her belly was my girls covering my teacher. Leaving that sweet pussy, the object of so many fantasies, to me. I watched my cock entering her, plunging into her over and over again. The view was intense and ridiculously exciting. I fucked her harder, feeling her move under me. I was only going to play, but now I knew that I had to finish inside her. I tilted her legs back and drove down into her. The feeling was exquisite. Too intense to hold back. I groaned my need. I'm going to come, I announced moments before exploding deep inside her. I kept stroking into her, pumping out all I had, hating the thought of ever pulling out of her. Terry was the first to back away, giving her a last kiss. Good night, Miss Shannon, she said. Julie took her place, kissing her for a while. Thanks for that. Sweet dreams. Lisa gave her a kiss as well. We love you, Miss Shannon. We all love you. You're the best. I pushed my semi-hard cock into her and leaned down for a goodnight kiss of my own. You were wonderful. Thank you. She grinned, her eyes still closed. Thank you, Alex. That was the best dream I ever had. I still couldn't stand the idea of pulling out of her. I eased in and out, kissing her gently. I concentrated on the feeling and who I was doing. Slowly, I felt some stiffness return. Not complete but enough to move inside of her. More? She asked, smiling sweetly. Just a little, if it's okay. I said, grinding into her, letting her warm tightness breathe life into my cock. She opened her eyes and lifted her arms. Hold me, Alex. I laid down on her, wrapping her in my arms. I felt a hand touching me where I entered her. Kiss me. She asked. I pressed my lips to her, exploring her mouth with my tongue. She started moaning for me, softly at first. I picked up the pace a bit, pushing deeper, getting that beautiful reaction from her, the escalating moaning. Pulling her mouth off mine and gasping, fingers digging into my back. Terry lay down next to her, brushing Shannon's wild red hair back. It's okay, Miss Shannon. She whispered. Come for him. Come for us. Come for me. Let me see what it's like to be with him. Shannon reached out for her, hugging her tightly. So good, baby. So good. Enough gentleness. I rose up on my hands, fucking her hard. She groaned, and the moan started up again, after Terry's interruption. Lisa was over my shoulder, caressing me. Finish her, Alex. Give it to her. I grabbed Shannon's shoulders and hammered that forbidden pussy, finally wrenching a beautiful orgasm out of her, feeling her body tense up, her moans peaking. I slowed down, moving gently inside her, while she caught her breath, slowly relaxing. I stopped, kissing her gently. Thank you, I told her softly. She smiled, stretching sweetly. You're spoiling me. I chuckled. I'm going to spoil you a lot more, you know that, right? She nodded, her eyes closed. Counting on it. Now play with your girls. I gave her a last peck, rolling off of her onto my back. I wasn't exposed for more than a few seconds before Julie was sucking my cock. She lifted her head, grinning at me. I can taste her on you. I reached down and pulled her up my body, getting a cute little squeal for my efforts. I kissed her and felt her sliding my cock into her tight young pussy. Did she taste good? I asked. So hot, knowing it was her juices on you. You like girls? I asked. She wriggled on my cock. I don't know. It's all new, you know. I like Terry and Shannon. Kissing is cool, and getting to play with their boobs is a lot of fun. I like that a lot. She lifted her hips and settled down on my cock, taking almost the full length. I like this more. You like tasting her. Do you think you'd like tasting it directly? She gave me a kiss. Kind of scary, you know? That's different. Terry was lying beside me, quietly watching our interplay. I looked at her, while Julie rode me gently. You are the surprise of the night, I told my longtime friend, pulling her close for a kiss. I love that saucy mouth of yours. She grinned. How about a little taste now?
I love it.
She moved down between my legs, and I lifted Julie's hips high, releasing my cock. I felt Terry's mouth engulf me, sucking me so nicely, before easing my cock back into my girlfriend. I thrust into Julie, and she moaned.
She's touching me, Julie whispered. Like it?
Mmm. She moaned, holding me. I reached down and grabbed her tight little ass cheeks, spreading them open. I thrust into her, and held her still, filled with my cock. It was perfect for me, taking the edge off.
Oh God.
She groaned, and I felt Terry's hands covering my own.
She's licking me back there, Julie whispered. Okay? God, yes.
She moaned. She's going to make me come. I started pushing into her, just a little, keeping her impaled, while Terry played with her.
Oh fuck. Oh fuck.
She cried out, grinding against me. Lisa was sitting next to us, giggling.
You like that, Jules? Oh God, fuck me, Alex. Now hard.
She gasped. I lifted her hips, driving into her fast and deep. Lisa moved closer, her face close to mine.
Two fingers in her bottom. She whispered.
Julie hunched over, whimpering, before suddenly crying out. I felt her pussy clenching down on my cock. I kept pumping her, through her orgasm, feeling that change in her as she came off her high. She was gasping, shaking, looking at me with eyes open in wonder. Julie's mouth opened, no sound coming out, as she came for me again, hard. It seemed to last forever. It was working me up, to my own finish. I long-stroked her, bottoming out on each deep thrust, her body rocking with each new movement. Lisa reached in and grabbed her sister's tits, giving her nipples a hard squeeze. Julie went wild, fucking back against me hard, wrenching her ass free from my hands, pounding down against me. She gasped, and I felt her trembling again, and again, until she slammed down on me, crying out once more. She was gasping for air, noisily.
Too much.
She moaned. I lifted her up bodily, putting her on her back, and climbing back between her legs, driving into her with one hard stroke, and pounding her with all I had left. I loved the way she came so easily, once she was worked up. I knew I couldn't last much longer, and somehow managed to remember I wasn't supposed to come in her. I reached out for Terry, grabbing her head, and pulling her down to where I was connected to the wild one. Julie was coming for me in delightful spasms, wordless cries escaping her. It was too much. I pulled out of her, and pushed Terry's face over my cock. She took it eagerly, let me stroke into her mouth, aggressively, making her gag, until I could hold back no longer, letting loose inside her teasing mouth. Immediately, I felt guilty for using Terry like that. She was sucking me clean, and I pulled her up off my cock. I lifted her to her knees, kissing her softly.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be so rough. She grinned. Am I incredible yet? Jesus, yes.
Better than my fantasies. She kissed me hard, the taste of own come strong on her lips.
Good. Use me however you need. That was amazing.
Lisa walked up to me on her knees.
I'm starting to feel a little left out.
She pouted. I looked down at her sister, who was lying helpless and used up.
That's silly. This was all just a prelude to the main act.
I nodded at Julie. Let's tuck her in with Shannon before you and I get down to business. Her smile was brilliant.
Promise? Absolutely.
I lifted up Julie, and Lisa drew back the cover off Shannon. I laid the tiny teen down next to our teacher, pulling Shannon's arm around her, before covering them up.
Was this your plan? Wear us out one by one, Lisa teased. I don't want to wear you out. I want to love you until dawn.
I told her, kissing her softly, my tongue brushing against hers. The flashlight we'd attached to the overhead cord was dimming, but it had served its purpose.
I think that's enough of the craziness for a while.
I'm going to turn that out, and lay with you two for a minute, like the first night.
I reached up, removing the light from the string. I opened up the big sleeping bag, which had served as a mattress for us so far, lay down inside it, and brought both of my girls into my arms. With everything much saner, I turned out the light, dropping it behind my head. It was pretty much shot anyway.
Lisa kissed my shoulder. You look like you're worn out. That was pretty crazy what you did to Julie.
Not at all.
It's just that the craziness isn't what I need right now. I just want to hold you, touch you, feel you against me. This is all so incredible.
You here with me?
Unbelievable. I just need to experience it for a while. Any more incredible than doing our teacher?
She teased.
Different. I knew that I'd have her someday, just as I knew for a while that I'd probably be having your sister.
But you too?
Either one of you is beyond belief. Having both of you here with me, like this? Forget the sex for a moment. Just this, naked, alone, touching, kissing, it's totally and completely beyond even my best fantasies.
I kissed Lisa firmly, my hand caressing her.
You were out of reach. Too much to hope for. The hottest girl in school, and always taken.
She giggled sweetly.
I'm not the hottest girl in school.
What are you, nuts?
Of course you are.
Tell her, Terry.
Terry chuckled. Gotta be top two or three. It's hard to pick just one. But she'd be on anyone's list.
That body? Are you fucking kidding me? Lisa was rubbing me gently between my legs, keeping my cock, if not hard, thick and substantial.
This is pretty fantastic, isn't it?
This here, now.
Us.
I was enjoying the fondling. I knew that before long,
I'd be putting it to her again, but for the moment, I wanted the intimacy.
Fantastic is a nice word for it.
Lisa leaned across me, her hand reaching for Terry.
Are you having fun, Terry?
I know this is all kind of crazy. Not what I expected when I thought you should join us.
Terry giggled.
And what were you expecting?
Lisa sighed, resting her head on my shoulder.
Something totally different.
I kissed her forehead.
Share?
She chuckled.
I guess I thought it would be me and Julie here in the bag with you, with Miss Shannon and Terry looking on. You'd take turns with me and my sister, while they watched.
More voyeuristic, I guess.
Less hands-on.
I hugged her to me.
Kind of what I was expecting.
I told her softly.
More intimate than what happened.
Me too.
I thought I'd be in for a show. Not the designated fluffer.
Terry added.
Fluffer? How do you even know about things like that, little Miss Innocent?
I teased.
I thought you had a thing for smart girls?
She responded.
I felt her hand join Lisa's on my cock, getting a little more of a rise out of it.
I have a thing for this one.
She kissed me on the neck.
Can I say something?
She asked hesitantly.
Of course.
It's not always like this, is it?
I mean, I really like playing with your thing.
It's so cool to hold it, taste it, see what it does, feel how you react. But the way you pound these girls with it, what you did to Julie, it's kind of scary.
Lisa laughed.
No, it's not like this. Not in my experience.
Terry sighed.
Thank God. I'd be scared to death to let him have me. I honestly think I'd dislocate a hip or something. I wouldn't be able to walk for weeks.
Now you're being silly.
I told her.
Don't you remember last night? The way I was with Julie?
Slow and gentle is the key for the first time. I figured that might have been because of the situation.
I pulled her chin up and kissed her gently.
No. I'm not a beast.
Terry was obviously still curious.
What was your first time like, Lisa?
Nothing to write home about.
After a couple of months of fooling around, and getting fingered plenty, when we finally decided to do it, it took a few minutes to get it inside, and a few seconds before it was done and wilting.
She giggled.
I thought 2 minutes was all I could expect.
She climbed on top of me, relaxing in my arms.
To be fair, it wasn't always like that. Daryl was a little better, and he'd at least get me off with his hands now and then. And a few times he was up to the task, giving me a few minutes before popping. I never came on a cock before this one, though.
What's it like? Terry asked softly.
Lisa leaned over and kissed Terry.
Beautiful.
Really.
Someday you'll see.
Feeling so full, and wanted.
That crazy feeling building up inside, nothing like doing it to myself.
God, it's nice.
She turned back to me, kissing my lips gently.
Make me feel like that again, Alex?
I'd love to.
She sat up, and reached between her legs, slowly sliding me inside of her.
This right now, you've got to try it, Terry.
Feeling him open me up, his thick shaft stretching me so deliciously.
The full feeling when it's finally inside.
Moving a little until the fit is a perfect match, knowing that my little pussy is encasing his entire cock.
She settled down on me, wriggling her hips a bit.
There.
Now.
I can feel the pressure on the back of my pussy. If he was even half an inch longer, I couldn't take it all. It's on the verge of uncomfortable, so big, so thick, filling me completely. Like it was made just for me.
Gah, Terry, it's amazing.
She rose up, until I was barely inside her.
You can pull out, and feel it all over again, the slow filling, the feel of him rubbing my insides.
Slow, like this.
She murmured, taking her time riding my full length.
She giggled.
Until he can't take the teasing, and hammers it home.
I took the hint, held her hips, and drove my cock into her, making her grunt.
Shit.
She gasped.
Mind-blowing.
Knowing how bad he wants me.
How would you do me, Alex?
My first time.
Terry asked.
I pulled Lisa down and kissed her softly.
Okay if I show her?
With you?
Lisa kissed me back.
I'll be a virgin for you.
Show us both what it could be like.
I rolled over with her, putting her on her back.
I'm no expert, of course, but first of all, we spend a lot of time getting you worked up.
I said to my lovely audience of two.
I leaned over Lisa, kissing her warmly, my tongue exploring her mouth, taking my time.
I kissed her all over her pretty face.
I can't believe this is happening.
I told Lisa softly.
I want this to be perfect.
Talk to me.
Let me know if I do anything wrong.
Share with me what you like.
I moved down her body, nibbling her ears, tasting her neck, pressing my lips against her collarbone.
My hands were in motion, gliding across her skin, caressing gently, learning her.
My southward journey paused at her breasts, letting me enjoy them the way I had wanted to the past couple of days.
Tasting, sucking, nibbling, tugging at her hard nipples, squeezing the supple and generous flesh.
You have the most wonderful tits.
This is okay, right?
Let me know if I'm too rough.
I told her softly, before sucking her nipple deep into my mouth, biting down carefully on her breast, hearing the sweet sound of her first moan. I flicked my tongue across the pink peak, before taking it between my teeth and pulling, stretching her tit out. Her torso twisted, offering her tit to me. When I felt the tension was too much, I closed my lips and sucked hard on her nipple until it popped free.
I gave its twin similar treatment, playing until the need to continue urged me downward.
The voyage was a slow one, exploring the flatland of her waist from side to side, from tits to tan line, teasing her cute innie, nibbling her soft flesh. I pushed the sleeping bag down, exposing her body under the dim outside light of the fire reflected off our tent.
My eyes had grown accustomed to the dark,
and I could barely make out shadows of my playmates. I was at her hips, licking her hip bones, tugging on her fine pubes with my lips.
"You don't mind the hair?"
she asked nervously.
"What a stupid question.
It's beautiful.
Perfect.
Like all of you.
So fine and soft, all natural like everything about you.
Never shave it off.
It would be a crime."
I ran my fingers through it playfully, tugging lightly.
"I thought guys liked it shaved,"
she said.
"I don't know about anyone else, but I swear as God is my witness, I couldn't imagine anything more perfect than your pretty little playground here. You keep it trimmed so cutely, a little arrow, pointing the way to heaven."
I heard her giggle, and felt her running her fingers through my hair.
"I really like that. The way you're touching me and playing with me. It's so sexy."
I was rubbing my face against the soft down, my tongue brushing her skin, my hands moving lower, at the joint of her leg, my thumb stroking the soft flesh where her legs met her body. With her puffy tight pussy in front of me, I took the playing more seriously, exploring her, playing with the narrow folds of flesh, pinching gently, pulling, parting her lips. She started squirming, her hips rolling. I licked the inside of her thighs, the outside of her swollen lips. I teased the inner folds open, sucking each one gently, hearing more delightful moans. Moving my mouth over the top of her pussy, I sucked in all the flesh surrounding her clit, rubbing my tongue against the folds, pushing around the elusive bump within.
"God, Alex, that's good,"
she moaned, her hand back in my hair.
"An excellent barometer."
I eased a finger inside of her, pressing against the outer walls, pushing downward, feeling the give of her flesh. I continued the sucking, while a second finger joined the first, easing her open, preparing her. I looked up toward Lisa, and saw that Terry had followed me down, her face only a couple of inches from mine, straining in the near total dark to see what I was doing. Lisa's hips were driving against my mouth, her breath coming faster, her hands pressing my head down.
"Close,"
she whispered.
"I'm so close."
I gave my tongue a little more freedom, piercing the folds, working its way down to tease her sensitive clit while I kept my mouth over her. My fingers were teasing the upper inside of her pussy, rubbing across the rough texture just a couple of inches inside, urging her onward. The orgasm burst upon her suddenly, her legs clenching tightly around my head, her fingers pulling at my hair.
"Fuck,"
she groaned, lifting her hips several inches from the ground, her entire body taut as one of the ropes tying down our tarps. Her body slowly released its tension, settling back down, her legs opening invitingly, her hands brushing my hair back.
"Sorry, I'm sorry,"
she whispered.
"I didn't hurt you, did I?"
I gave her a long, slow lick the entire length of her pussy.
"No. It was nice."
"Nice?" she asked.
"I almost tore your hair out and snapped your neck."
I climbed up her body, wiping my face dry with a hand before kissing her.
"Nice. I made you feel like that. That reaction. I loved it."
I kissed her again more thoroughly.
"Are you ready for me now?"
She nodded.
"Please. I need to feel you inside me."
I opened her legs, taking my cock in hand, and rubbing it up and down her opening, spreading the lips, pushing in just a bit.
"I'm going to start now,"
I told her, pushing the head in far enough to lodge it in her opening.
"You're tight. Really tight,"
I told her.
"Too tight?"
she asked teasingly.
"I hope not."
I leaned over and kissed her again.
"If I forget later, I want to thank you for this. For choosing me."
She hugged me.
"God, how I wish you had been my first,"
she said.
"I am. This may hurt a little, but I'm going to take your cherry now. I can't get in any further until I do.
All right?"
She looked up at me, her gorgeous blue eyes only glistening shadows in the dark.
"I'm ready."
I bent over her, my hands holding her shoulders. I thrust hard, driving into her to the very root. She gasped, thrusting back against me, her back arching, her fingers digging into me.
"Oh God."
I held still, while she ground against my cock.
"I know it hurts a little. Let me know when it's okay to move again," she moaned.
"I felt it, Alex.
I really felt you take my cherry," she said.
"I know, it was wonderful," I told her, leaning over her and kissing her softly, my cock buried inside of her.
"No, I'm serious. I could swear it was the real thing. That was fucking intense," she said, clutching me to her. "Fuck me now, slow and easy, while I get used to it."
I eased my cock out of her slowly, and took my time with her, screwing her so slowly, long full strokes. I started moving my hips more sideways, stirring her up.
"Oh shit. Do that some more," she said.
I fucked her for a long time, like that, on her back, playing inside of her. Fast and slow, short strokes, and long ones. All the different angles I could find, moving her legs around, using her wonderfully. Terry spent much of the time behind me, up on her knees, holding me, touching me, kissing my shoulders and neck, and watching my cock pierce Lisa endlessly.
"How long does this go on?" she asked quietly.
"Until one of us can't take it any longer. I'm thinking hours."
"You're going to last hours?" Terry asked.
"No.
I'm going to last a good long while, over and over again.
When are you going to go crazy on her?"
"I'm not. This is our first time. She may not even come. This is all about learning each other, and getting that sweet virgin pussy of hers used to having my fat cock inside of it."
Lisa was beautiful, laying there for me, eyes closed, letting me have her. I felt her start up the peak toward orgasm a few times, before falling short and moaning sweetly when I'd changed things up.
"Let her come, Alex," Terry said.
"I want to see it. A virgin's first orgasm on a cock.
It was worth a try. I leaned over Lisa. I want you to come for me.
What do you need?
Long firm strokes, Alex. All the way to the bottom. She said softly. I kissed her, and did as she asked. Long, firm and fast, all the way. A little slower, and grind at the bottom. She gasped. I slowed down, fucking her hard, grinding my hips against her with every stroke. I'd found her weakness, and watched her scale the peaks again, the sexiest sounds escaping her lips. I could feel her legs trembling, and I pressed them backward, my hands gripping the back of her thighs tightly. I tried to maintain that same pace, not wanting to change anything, when it seemed to be working for her so well. She started whimpering, squeezing her own tits, tugging on her nipples. Harder. She begged. I didn't speed up much, but each thrust was powerful, shaking her body. I found a motion that rubbed my pubic bone against her clit, sliding against it, at the end of each stroke. Her moans and whimpers became a gasp, and then quiet. I kept pounding her, and she finally went off, huge. She screamed out, and I hurried to cover her mouth with my hand, while I kept fucking her, milking the orgasm out of her. She screamed into my hand again, successfully muffled, squirming underneath me. I eased up on her, fucking her slowly, while she recovered. She lay quietly, legs splayed open, unmoving, while I still played inside of her. She giggled abruptly. Now that's how you fuck a virgin. Damn, Terry, I'm so jealous.
Jealous of me?
Terry laughed. Hell yeah. That's what it's going to be like for you, only better. Lisa said, stretching sexily. I got 5 seconds and an apology. Terry gave me a hug. Is that what our first time's going to be like, Alex? I stopped my motion and pulled her in for a kiss. Yeah, except I won't stop you from screaming. I pulled out of Lisa and turned her over, lifting her hips up nice and high. I've been dying to do this. I told her. Don't let me stop you. Lisa answered with a chuckle. The last one had been for her, this one was all for me. I slid back into her and grabbed her hips, hammering her hard from behind. When I got a little tired, I made her fuck me, holding still while she did the work, backing up against me. I played with her firm round ass cheeks, squeezing and fondling them when I was screwing her easily, before grabbing her hips again and fucking her as hard as I could.
Fuck!
She gasped. I'm going to come for you. I looked at Terry, slowing the pace. Don't let her scream. Terry scrambled up the sleeping bag, holding Lisa's head in her lap. I hammered her again, as hard and fast as I could, for as long as I could last. I felt her tensing up, her teasing whimpers accelerating. It felt incredible, fucking her like I was, as hard as I could, claiming her completely, stretching her, molding her tight little pussy into my shape. I couldn't see what Terry was doing, but I knew Lisa was on the edge. And she was taking me there with her. I'm coming, baby. I groaned, my hips going into overdrive, until I slammed deep into her, erupting powerfully inside. Lisa was trembling, but quiet. She's coming, Alex. Terry said softly. I pushed the last of my cum into her, with short firm strokes, bottoming out with each. She whimpered sweetly, while I finished with a few last easy strokes, enjoying her while any remnant of my hardness lasted. Terry moaned.
Lisa!
She gasped a few seconds later.
Oh God, Lisa!
I eased in and out, until I wasn't hard enough to continue, sliding out of her. She stayed on her knees. I moved forward, and saw she had her head between Terry's legs. I sidled up to Terry, holding her.
I guess she's as wild as her sister.
I said softly, stroking Lisa's hair.
Jesus, Alex!
Terry whispered. She's so good at it. I played with Terry's breasts, kissing her shoulder. I'll have to ask her for lessons. Lisa rolled off, gasping for air.
Damn!
She murmured. I need a break. I laughed, straightening out the sleeping bag so we could lay in them together, a hottie on each side of me. I pulled Lisa to my side, hugging her to me.
You're just full of surprises this weekend.
She cuddled in tight.
Is that okay?
She asked sleepily.
It's wonderful. Are we official now?
I asked, kissing her forehead.
I hope so. Any more official I wouldn't be able to walk.
She whispered. I caressed her amazing body, still finding it hard to believe she was mine. Terry was squirming against my other side, looking for attention. I turned to her, and found her lips, kissing her gently. She sighed, relaxing against me.
I could kick myself for losing you.
She said softly. I chuckled, which had Lisa tunneling under my arm.
You can't lose me, ever. You know what I mean. All these years when I didn't know, and now, because I was afraid.
I pressed my lips to her ear.
Girlfriends come and go. You are for keeps.
She kissed me again, a little more possessively.
Would you be my first if I asked?
Absolutely. I might have to invite the sisters along for the show, but there's no way I'd miss that.
I'm having second thoughts.
That sex thing looks kind of fun. I gave her ass a squeeze while she giggled.
It does.
She whispered.
Let's see how you feel by the light of day.
She kissed my chin.
How do I feel now?
Like a dream come true.
Honestly, you guys are killing me.
The only thing I have left to fantasize about is going all the way with you.
All my other fantasies have come true.
Like? She crawled more on top of me, her leg between mine, her arms around my neck.
Anything with you. Seeing you naked, feeling your mouth on me, even just kissing you, are all things I've dreamed about for years.
Not disappointed? She asked tentatively.
Not in the least.
Not even the boobage?
I'm the only B-cup around.
I love your cute tits, Terry.
What other fantasies?
And not about me. Shannon, of course. I've been dreaming about her for over a year.
Unbelievable.
She chuckled, kissing me softly.
Good word for it.
What else?
Lisa.
I used to fantasize about her a lot last year.
Not Julie?
No, she was under the radar until the last couple of months. And somehow I believed I could get her if I wanted her.
Yeah?
Not like she didn't make it pretty damn clear.
What was your favorite?
I asked. She kissed me.
Easy.
When you pulled out of Heather and came in my mouth. The first time I put my mouth on any guy's thing, and I got a mouthful. Between her juices on you, and the way you shot in my mouth, I shocked myself that I was doing it. Then swallowing your cum and sucking you back hard. God, I felt so naughty.
Nasty.
A dirty little girl for you. She was rubbing her leg against my cock, and kissing my neck.
How about you?
The whole sleeping bag scene last night, especially the moment you climbed on me naked. My heart almost stopped. All up until the moment you were poised to take me, only a few seconds from making the ultimate fantasy come true, and that damn Shannon with the flashlight. She giggled. Kind of how I felt when the sisters showed up at your tent. Otherwise, I knew that Heather and I were going to give you everything. I held her quietly, caressing her.
John, huh?
She sighed.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
Lost two in one night.
You and him. To the top of your list, no less. Patience, my naughty little BJ queen. I have a feeling Dominique and he may not last.
Really?
Why?
She knows he likes you better.
She was jealous, when you were on his lap kissing. She told me to either take her, or take you back to my tent. Doesn't sound like she's too serious, if taking her was one of the options.
And you chose me.
Any regrets?
I spanked her bottom.
None. She lay on me kissing my shoulders and neck.
Sleep, naughty girl.
Can I suck you again? She said softly.
I'm done.
Really?
Wiped.
I don't care.
Can I?
Go ahead if you want.
Like I would ever say no to that.
She climbed into the sleeping bag and took me in her mouth. It was wonderful and relaxing to feel her warm mouth on me. She was getting better, and she got me semi-hard. Pretty big and thick, but not quite fully up. She was content to suck and play with me for a long time, long enough for me to go to sleep with my 7th grade fantasy girl's mouth full of my cock. I woke with the dawn, and a bad case of morning wood, in a tent full of naked women. I had to pee badly. I managed to free myself from the tangle of arms in the sleeping bag, and headed for the tent entrance, slipping out quietly. It took me a minute or so to soften enough to take a leak. The rain had stopped, and I looked around at the shelter, where everything was dead. I would get the fire going in a minute. I climbed back in the tent, stoking myself to hardness. I wanted to wake up Shannon Wright. She was only half covered by the sleeping bag, and she looked incredibly sexy. I moved the covers off of her, and opened her legs. God, I couldn't believe I was going to fuck her again, even if only for a little fun. I rubbed myself across her opening, firming up instantly, and slid my cock into her. It took a little effort, and I leaned over her, kissing her lips. She slowly woke, opening her mouth to me. I kissed her deeply, my tongue exploring her mouth, while my cock eased its way into her. She sighed, stretching and smiling.
Morning, handsome,
she said softly. She cracked one eye, tilting her head.
What time is it?
Sun's coming up. I'm going to tend the fire in a minute and get the coffee going. But I couldn't resist having you again. She smiled.
I'm glad. I've never been woken up better.
I fucked her easily, enjoying the ride, wanting nothing more than that feeling of being inside her.
Did we really do it with everyone watching?
She whispered.
Uh-huh.
And again, with all those girls teasing me?
Yep.
They love you, you know.
You're everyone's favorite, not just mine.
She sighed.
God, I can't believe I let this happen.
If word gets out.
Not a word to anyone.
Ever.
I promise.
It stays in this tent. And in a couple of minutes you're going to get dressed, and help me with the fire and coffee.
Just a few more minutes?
She said sleepily. I kissed her lips softly.
Sure.
I'm going to say good morning to Julie for a bit. She fell asleep shortly after you.
Okay.
You know how to wake me when it's time. I pulled out of her, covered her up, and moved over a little, uncovering Julie. She was dead to the world, and I was fucking her for a couple of minutes before I got any response at all. She was sighing in her sleep, while I long-stroked her. Her eyes popped open, and she looked startled.
Sure, it's me, baby.
I told her, stroking her hair, and pressing my lips softly to hers. She sighed deeply, relaxing.
What a dream!
She whispered.
I dreamed you were teaching me how to fly, and to do it, I had to have you and me. When I woke, I thought we were really flying.
Sorry, no flying. She purred, wriggling against me.
This is so much better. I'm going to go get the fires burning, and start the coffee.
But I wanted to tell you how wonderful being with you was.
And say good morning to my new girlfriend.
She sighed, while I fucked her gently.
It was wonderful, wasn't it?
Perfect.
You going to wake up sissy like this?
I thought I'd let her sleep. I whispered.
We were up pretty late.
No.
She'd love this.
I promise. A little wake-up surprise on our first full day together. This was getting a little crazy.
Okay, I hate to stop though.
I said.
She giggled.
Don't worry. You're going to get as much of this as you can stand. I kissed her softly, pulling out and covering her up.
You can sleep for another hour or so.
MMMHMM. She murmured. I crawled into the sleeping bag and rolled Lisa gently onto her back. I moved on top of her, and she reached for me, opening her legs, her eyes still close. I guided my cock into her, her sister's juices still wet on my cock. I pushed into her firmly, all the way inside within a couple of strokes, her arms holding me. Never wake me, she murmured. It was slow and gentle, like the previous two, and she laid there quietly, not moving other than to sigh or moan quietly. I kissed her face, neck and shoulders, while I enjoyed her. When I kissed her, she opened her mouth slightly, letting me do whatever I wanted, her tongue barely moving in response. I was getting excited, and slowed to almost a stop. Go back to sleep. It was just a dream, I whispered in her ear. She smiled and murmured. Thank you. I had a brief urge to wake Terry the same way, but I managed to suppress it, going back to Shannon. She accepted me easily, and I fucked her a little harder, my excitement level almost out the roof. Doing the three of them like that was beyond incredible. God, I need to come for you, I whispered. Good, she whispered. I hunched over her and gave her a minute or so of fast thrusting, until I had reached my limit. I put my lips against hers, and came strongly, pumping her full. She kissed me back, holding me. I pulled out of her, and she sighed sweetly. Damn, Alex. Best alarm clock ever, she whispered. I climbed up and held my cock in front of her mouth. She looked up at me, her eyebrows cocked. Really? Please, I begged. She sat up a little, bent over and took me in her mouth. She sucked me clean, and kept at it for a while, until I started to firm up, stopping before I could get fully hard. You are so spoiled, she whispered teasingly. I know. Help me find my clothes, she said. We sorted through the clothing scattered around the tent, and found hers and mine. We got dressed, bumping into each other at the front of the tent. I reached out for a couple of nice gropes, which she would tolerate for a bit, before pushing me away. Later. At home. I pulled her close for a hug and a kiss. Is there going to be a later for us? I asked nervously. I hope so, she said. With shirt and shorts on, I climbed out of the tent into a new day. I did my job, getting the fires going, putting on some boiling water, and starting the coffee. I thought I'd be exhausted, but I was exhilarated. Shannon joined me shortly after I got going, and parked her sexy little butt in front of the fire, sipping her coffee and watching we work. I walked around sleeping bodies, seeing them slowly come to life, while I started putting some things away, folding up the tarps that were on top of the logs, breaking down the two shelters that nobody was under. A few people were moving around, and Julie came over and gave me a hug and a kiss. Coco's with Miss Shannon, I told her. She grinned sleepily, filling her mug and sitting next to Shannon, leaning against her. Shannon put her arm around her. It was so cute, I wanted to drag them back to my tent. The sun was out, the sky was blue, and the day was quickly heating up. The breakfast crowd started in preparing all the food that was left. We were going to be picked up at 11 o'clock, so we didn't have too much time to waste. I started breaking down the girls' tents, watching couples emerge from their tents, hand in hand, heading for the coffee, the food, or down toward the water. I saw John emerge with Dominique, both of them looking quite content. Dominique gave me a wave and a smile, as she headed upstream, and John headed down. Max emerged, leaning in and giving Wendy a kiss at the entrance of their tent. He grinned hugely headed my way. Success? I asked. Third base and then some, he said. Give me some direction. I'm your slave for life. I laughed, and accepted his help folding up the Samuelson girls' tent. Heather walked over as we worked on the tent she was supposed to have shared with Aaron. She gave me a hug. Morning, Alex. I leaned over and gave her a small kiss. Sleep well? Better than I would have in that tent of yours, unfortunately. I chuckled. I'll see if I can't make it up to you. You do that. Making me sleep all alone. She pouted. She helped Max and I fold up the tent, stacking their gear next to it. I looked over and all my girls were sitting by the fire, chatting, content to let me slave away. The morning flew by, eating breakfast flanked by the sisters, tearing down the shelters, my tent, cleaning up the campsite. It was fun to see that six of the eight guys had managed to get paired up. Ellen was all googly-eyed for one of the underclassmen, which suited me just fine, getting her away from Dr. Reed. No surprise that me and my new girlfriends got quite a bit of attention, especially with Terry constantly with us. I was feeling pretty damn good about myself, free with the hugs and kisses, until Shannon put the kibosh on that. Enough, Alex. We can let a little PDA slide, but you're getting a little ridiculous. Set an example. I grinned. I am Miss Shannon. She rolled her eyes at me. A good example for once, Mr. Hamilton. Any sternness in her tone was ameliorated by the little wink she gave me. At 10:30, the site was cleared and the gear stacked out on the road. I had help this time, three willing girlfriends, if I got to count Terry, as well as Max and even Wendy. It only took one trip for all of us to lug my gear out. We made one last pass of the campsite, and waited for the bus. I pulled Julie to one side, and leaned against the same railing where we'd confirmed she was my girl the day before. Less than 24 hours ago, right here. I teased. Want me to do it again? She asked, grinning. I do, but I think that would be a little over the top, don't you? Lisa ambled over. Let me guess. BJ home base? She asked. Julie nodded. Pretty cool, huh? The bus showed up a few minutes later, and my girls ran for the doors.
We'll let you do the heavy lifting, Lisa said.
I did. It seemed like John, Max, and I did 90% of the work, but that's probably just me. Shannon and Dr. Reed were back in teacher mode, giving directions and chasing people down. I got on the bus, sad to leave. One unexpected storm had changed my life forever, I knew that, and wondered how things would be. The girls waved to me from the back of the bus, and I saw they had commandeered the entire last bench. It was going to be a cozy fit, with me and my pretty blonde girlfriends on one side, and John on the other, flanked by Dominique by the window and Terry on his other side next to Lisa. Max and Wendy were in front of us, and Heather was seated next to Miss Shannon on the other side. Dr. Reed was in the first row, responsible for chaperoning the front, while Miss Shannon had back of the bus responsibilities. She turned around and faced us.
Don't get too carried away back there, you hear me, Mr. Hamilton?
Lisa leaned forward and whispered in her ear. Shannon blushed almost as red as her hair, and turned around.
I pulled her close.
What did you say to her?
I asked softly.
I told her we're going to blow you all the way home. She can have a turn if she wants.
She whispered to me. Julie already was working on opening my pants, not content to just open the top, but pulling them down to my ankles. The bus wasn't moving for more than a few seconds before she had her face in my lap. It looked like it was going to be a hell of a year. The end. You have been listening to this podcast on the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. To support the free Erotica podcasts, visit our Patreon link. This will allow us to continue providing free content, as well as it gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choosing. Links for everything are in the podcast description.